Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, if anybody can hear me, hit the one button, please.
That was you, Joe?
Okay, hold on. Let me just make sure I open up this mic because I got something screwed up on the phone. Let me just make sure. 910-1058.
What's going on, Joe?
Okay, just making sure. I had a problem with this phone okay. Just a while ago. And just trying to make sure I can get
good.
It in.
Everything's good.
All right. How's everything?
Everything's good on this end.
All right. Yeah, because I just hit the host button, and the first time it clicked off, and now they're saying I already got the host call on, so I couldn't go in, so I had to go through the chat room to go in. So I got to do something like that just to get in the show. But you see what the story is right now. A lot of people are not saying that a deposit ain't counted as a win. What do you think? Should it be counted as a win or not?
I think it's according to whatever reasoning. If it's like a technical, if it's a malfunction with the car or something like that, then no. But I think otherwise, besides the car is disabled, I think it should be considered a win, unless it's something with family or, I mean, if the car's on the premises and it pays the punk out, car's not disabled, then that's a win. I would think that would be a win. I mean, even if they try to change the track or something like even if they say, like, you know, it's the track or the track's green or something, or they let you know, I would still consider that a win because you're racing the car, not the, I mean, well, they say you race the track too, but I mean, you're racing, you know what I'm saying, the car.
Yeah.
You're not out right here with the track.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, but I think it would depend on the circumstances.
All right, that's good. That's a good one. That's a good thing. Good. Yep. I know, because we got a lot of people out there that said sometimes they consider it a win and sometimes they don't. So I just wanted to at least know where everybody stand at on that, because I know we got a lot of stuff going around. And you hear guys saying, listen, I've got 5 wins and 2 deposits. So is it considered a win or it's not considered a win? Some people say it's not. Mm-hmm. That's just a deposit. All you got was a deposit, it ain't considered a win. Mm-hmm. So...
Yeah, I think the circumstances would be figured in as far as if you would really want to count it a win or not.
Okay, okay. All right. Sounds good to me. Sounds good. Yeah, Dexter, while I got you on the phone anyhow, might as well hit it off and tell everybody what's the date for October, because I know a lot of people been asking me, so you want to tell them the date for Gallant.
Oh, for Gallant?
Yep.
For Gallant,
October.
It's October 13th, 14th, 15th. They got to test it. They're testing tune that Thursday night. So, and they'd be able to do private testing that day also if they wanted to. So it's the 13th. The track would be open for everybody for between 13th, 14th, and 15th for the North versus South.
Also, I'll let everybody know ahead of time. Saturday, we're going to go early in the morning. We're going to do this cancel walk. We're going to do the cancel walk on that Saturday morning. I'm just going to make sure that so they know.
Right.
Definitely going to cancel walk down there. Did it all the time down there. Started it down there. And so I want to make sure that if anybody wants to do the cancel walk with us, we definitely doing it that morning also. So, But, yeah, well, I just want to make sure we got that going down and make sure everybody knows what's going on with that, because I know a lot of people are trying to get their dates ahead of time, so I want to make sure they know. But, hold on for a second, Dexter, because I know you –
Go ahead. I'll say everything we're going to do, everything's still the same. The prices are still the same, just as they were back even before we went to the law. All the prices are still the same. They haven't went up. And like always, we're going to have the hospitality area for the racers and everyone, as far as food while it lasts and all that, you know, that'll help offset the, you know, with everything going up in prices. I mean, you don't have to figure in the food. If you get there time enough to get you something to eat, it's free, like always.
So spectators are $20, like always. And
right.
The test and tune is $40.
Right.
So they at least they know.
And if you're
and parking, and let me just straighten everybody out now. If they want to park for free, like I said, you park if you got a regular car. If you want to park on the other side and walk around it, you can walk right to the pits. You can park for free on the other side. The only problem, reason why they put the parking over there for to charge $20 like a race car, because you're taking up the race car space, and they won't be able to park the race car if everybody parking on the pit side. That was the main thing. So a lot of couple people come there to the gate, and, I got to get y'all. Well, just go on the other side and walk right over. It's no big deal. Plenty of parking over there,
plenty
too.
Plenty of room.
But it'd be free.
They got to come there. Right, exactly. They can walk right on the pit side. It's not that far.
Yeah.
Of
and
a
they
walk.
Got a fence that goes straight through, and you ain't got to worry about you walking any distance from more than the other side. That's all.
Right. I was going to say that actually – it'll be closer than if they parked on the pit side, if they parked on the spectator side, because they won't have to walk as far, because the designated parking areas are like 150 yards maybe from the starting line.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so at least they know what, you know, you always got somebody complaining about something, man.
If we just try to do something to, as far as that, to limit the parking on the pit side. I mean, I've seen a lot of places, some charge $50 and on up for you to park on the pit side. $50 and on up. But yeah,
I just want to let them know if they take their motorhome over there.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. If you bring your motorhome over there, that is not us that's charging. That'll be the track itself. And I think it was $50 for the parking. You could use their electric, I think it was, a day. You have to hook your electric up. That would be them. So just let you know ahead of time so somebody will have something.
Yeah, if you're not pulling a race car, though, it's going to be designated to the – most of the time it's going to be designated to the spectator side as far as RVs. Unless you're going to park out in a designated area for parking, which there's plenty of area out there to park. As far as as long as it's not taking up a parking place.
Okay. All right. Yeah. At least they know, so don't be. It's no surprises. Ain't nobody trying to give nobody a surprise. Let everybody know ahead of time what it is, so they know. You know, it's a shame when you certain things. You know, you try to tell them, just go on that side, be it's free, be done. But then you have a lot of people that will turn around and go on that side anyhow.
Right.
No.
Right. When you come to the ticket booth, they let you know where the free parking is, and it's your choice whether you want to circle around and go to the spectator side, or go ahead and pay the $20 to pay on to park on the pit side. That's your choice, not ours.
Andre made a good point. I'm gonna let him come on and let him actually say what he think. What the deposit is really worth or whatever. I'm going to make sure I let him get in. I'm going to make sure, because I like how he said it too. But I got to look his number up, what number he's on. So hold on one second. Let me just make sure, because I want, they need to hear this one, because I think a lot of times people get it twisted on certain things. And I mean, you know what? He made a good valid point. I like it. I don't know what number you're under, Andre. Text me what number you're under, Andre, so I can hit you first, and then I'm going to open up a couple of these mics. And I'll let you go out and say it, because it's better coming from your mouth than somebody saying, oh, Joe just said that. So I'll let you go ahead and tell them what you think about it, Andre. Give me just your last four digits of your number, and I'll pull it up for you and let you go ahead and tell them. That'd be slick. So just give me your last digit so I can see you. Hit the one button. And we can go from there. But as soon as he gives it to me, I'll let him say it. Here he comes now. Hold on. Let me just make sure. 6197. Hold on one second, because that was a good point there. Let me look your number up. Did you hit the one button? No, I don't see your one button. You didn't hit the one button, Andre. Hit the one button so I can get you in. No, Andre, you either you're on somebody else's line or something with you, because I don't see you. I don't see your one button. But well, I guess I'll get down to you when I get ready. When I start hitting these numbers, maybe you're on another line with him. Okay. Well, let me open up this line because it might be. Oh, here we go. All right. 973-6497. Your mic is open.
Hey, good evening. Good evening. What's up, Joe?
What's up, Andre? How's everything? Nah, you made a good point. I like it. I'd like for you to tell what you said so you can straighten it out how you feel.
Okay,
about it.
My feeling about the deposit, I mean, it cannot be classified as a win. I mean, because we all do it out of good faith, you know what I'm saying, just to prove that we are serious about doing the race, you know what I'm saying? That's all. And if any reason something comes up, it could be anything, you know what I'm saying? We might not like what we've seen, or we might have heard something bad with the car, or scared, you know, shit, might hurt something. Like I said, it's just compensation, just so you didn't waste the other man's time, just so he didn't come all the way down there for nothing. You know what I'm saying? He gets compensated. He gets to put money in his pocket. You can call it whatever you want, deposit, punk out, whatever, hoe out, whatever, you know what I'm saying? But that man is compensated for his time. He's not there for nothing. So, you know, it's not a win. But like I said, because you could always lock back in later. that day and try to get that win, because ain't nothing. A deposit is not a pot. You know what I'm saying? A deposit is usually on average 10% of a pot. You know what I'm saying?
That's why you make a valid point. I like that point too. So that's why I'm just trying to figure it out, because we're getting a lot of people up there talking about I want all these deposits and counting them as wins. So I just want to know whether you consider that a win or not.
No, you got to do battle to win. You got to do battle to win. You got compensated. He didn't waste your time. That's all he didn't do. He didn't waste your time. That's all. And like I said, people need to stop trying to rewrite the rules of the game. This is crazy. This is what we've been doing. Joe, you know, when we race in the street, you know what I'm saying? You down here, you talking shit. Man, say, look, you got an hour. Go get your shit. Be down here in an hour. Put that money up, though, because if you don't make it in an hour, I'm keeping the money. It's not that he won. He just won the money because you didn't keep up your end of the bargain. That's what it's all about. You didn't waste your time. He stayed around waiting for you to come down with a car to race. For whatever reason, whether you made it or not, hopefully you made it. You won a pot. But winning a deposit is not winning a race. You know what I'm saying? That's totally different.
No, not at all. I agree on that one, 100%.
Yeah, I'm from the very old school. I'm sorry. I don't know about everybody else.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm going to open up a couple more of these mics. I see a lot of mics here. They all want to get in. But let me go right on down the line, because it's a little different now since my board. I had to use my own phone to log in like you guys did, because the switchboard is not working. So we're just going through numbers. All right, so hold on a second, guys.
Okay, Joe, I'll be on mute.
Okay,
Thank you.
No problem, you're welcome. 718-6139, your mic is open. 718-6139, your mic is open.
What's up, Joe? How you doing, man?
I can't complain. How's everything?
Oh, man, holding on both hands, scared to let go. About this
before I go ahead and ask you that question, you go ahead and tell us about what you got going on this week so everybody knows with the Lion, Tiger, and Vaz. I'm going to let you go ahead and get your stuff also, and then we get right into that question.
Oh, yeah. We got we giving away $30,000 this weekend, man. That shit is going to be off the chain, big $10,000. Big Tire Show. It's going to be one of the biggest ones in the area, in the East Coast, probably in the country for this year. So we got a lot of people coming from all over the place. Got people coming out of Louisiana with looking for action and all kind of shit. And the NGRA and Grudge the Cash Challenge every week. We put the money out there for the racers to race for, to compete. So they race, so the fans get a good show and the promoters get a good crowd. Well, we're putting away $5,000 this week. Next week it'll go back to one unless we get a lot of memberships, but this week we're putting away $5,000 just to give people a taste of what this shit could really, really, really be like if we get these 50,000 people together and we go in them offices and we get that real advertising money, and we're going to put it right back in the game. That's what we're going to do with the money. So we're giving away $5,000 for the person that gets the most points, that earns the most points in the Grudging for Cash Challenge. You can go over to the NGRA Grudge Papers and see the rules and everything that's set up. But, yeah, we got about 22 lock-ins so far. Hopefully we get about 30 or 40 lock-ins. You know, race day, you get about 10 or 12, 15 on race day. But it's getting up there. So we excited. Giving away a lot of money, a lot of shootouts, and the weather is looking great. Weather's looking great. And just like you were talking about the parking, we got plenty of free parking. But for convenience sake, if you want to, you know, a little bit better parking spot, you know, that you got to pay for. And yeah, there's plenty of free parking over there. And hope you guys all come out and hope you enjoy the show. And if you guys aren't already members. And you go over to the Grudge Papers, click on the membership, the registration form, and go ahead and sign up. That $5,000 is open to any racer that has a lock-in before the show. A lock-in before the show. You have to be on the leaderboard some kind of way. And You join, and we need the fans to join as well, because right now we're taking the membership fees and we're feeding it back to the races. As you said, we're giving away $5,000. Well, that came from my pocket mostly, but that's what we're doing with. So anyway, man, if you aren't already, go ahead and join and become members. Energy RA, we need fans, racers, promoters, vendors, track officials. We need everybody.
I got a question for you. They just sent me the question. They said, ask them what the stips is on the 5K. Heard it had to be 10 people to post up races to get 5K. Ask him. So
That's already been done. So that's done. We got 10 people already on the board. You haven't updated it yet.
I don't know what he meant, but you want to explain it to people so they know?
Yeah.
Or explain it to him, whatever. I'm not sure what it is.
The leaderboard has 10 people on the leaderboard. The leaderboard has 10 people on the board. And so you got to have – the board has to be filled up. The idea is that everybody has to do their part. The reason that we put up the $1,000 every week for the races to compete for, you got to grudge race to do it. When you grudge race, fans come out to watch. That means the promoter gets a crowd. The fans get a good show. The races get money. The races get recognition. So everybody's winning. That's what the whole thing is about. That's what the whole thing is about. So the idea of that the racers have to tell other racers about the program, about the project. So where other racers will join. So like I said, we're looking for 50,000 people. We're the only sport in America that has no national advertising. We ain't got no Nike, no Ford, no Chevrolet, no Pepsi, no Ciroc, no Budweiser, no whatever. But we use all those products and they sponsor every sports league.
Okay, I'm going to ask this last question. And I know you guys are just saying, you know, you're texting me, but you might as well come on here and ask yourself, because I'm not going to keep running across there. Like, I'm going to rather for you guys to come over here and do it yourself. So this will be the last question. They want to know the breakdown of the money. I guess they're trying to say the breakdown. Is it going to be $3,000 to win, $1,000 to runner-up, or whatever? I guess that's what they're trying to say.
Right. The top five are going to get some money. The five are going to get some money. Just like when we give away the $1,000, the winner gets the most money. So the winner gets the most part of the money. So listen, we're doing five times what we usually do. So if you look at 500 five times, that's 2,500 for the winner. You look at 300 five times, that's, I don't know if we can do all, but that would be the whole thing. But anyway, it's 3,000 to the winner, probably about 2,500, 3,000 to the winner. We haven't done the exact math yet, but I don't have it in front of me because I'm packing up to go. I'm getting ready to get out of here, get on the road. But it's the winner gets the most, and there's a breakdown. But who wants to know? What's the question? If you finish in the top five, you get some money. You know, ask that person, are they a member?
Okay, hold on.
Person,
are they... Good. Hey, are you a member? They want to know you're a member. Hold on, I'm waiting to see. Yes, he's a member, he says. I'm telling you your name, so I'm letting you know. That's Antoine asking the breakdown. Pro Stock?
No, it's okay, yeah, but it's all good.
Yeah, that's Antoine asking the question. That's him and a couple other ones that's texting me, but I'd rather let them go ahead and ask you. You're here. So I'll just let you know. There's a couple other ones that's sitting out some questions, so I guess you better stay on the mic so when I open up their mics, they can ask you some stuff, you know? Everybody wants to ask questions, so I can't answer it, and I don't want to keep reading a whole bunch of texts from everybody keep texting them on the phone. I'd rather let them come in here and ask you, and then you can at least answer it, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So,
that's no problem. Yeah.
I'm glad that people are curious about it, but we need them to join. We need everybody to do their part. I was telling the guy the other day, I said, the reason that we have to have 10 races on the board is because you're defeating the whole purpose. The $1,000 that we put up every week is not for the races. It's for the grudge game, not for the races. See, the races have to do their part and race and bring other races in. The fans have to do their part and come out to the tracks and give the promoter a crowd. The promoters have to do their part and help compensate the racers. And the vendors have to do their part and give the members a little discounts here and there. But so everybody's doing their part trying to build this whole thing up. The idea is to build up a grudge league, 50,000 strong, so we can go into those offices and come out with some Nike money and some McDonald's money. Did you know that McDonald's give $3 billion with a B dollars a year away to sports to sports leagues around the country? Did you know that, Joe?
No, I couldn't say. I couldn't tell you.
Directors meeting on Friday. I don't know if you're going to be there or not, if you can make it. But I'm going to do a presentation where we're going to show about how much money these big organizations, these national brands, give away to sports leagues around the country, and how we're missing out on all of that money because people can't get their head out their ass and stop worrying about speculating about some conspiracy about somebody trying to make some money off of them, whatever else. You know, the McDonald's is making money off of them, and Barclays is making money off of them. I'm saying those names because those are the top sponsors. Yeah.
Okay.
Say what, Joe?
Pat Alba, your mic is open.
Yeah, Joe, I'll just give my mic over. Why is Antoine worrying about it? He ain't racing, so why is he worrying about the breakdown for? But anyway, moving on. Nine tags and balls this weekend. Go ahead,
so
go ahead, Pro Star. Go ahead and finish what you were saying.
It's 3,000, 1,000, 500, 300. No, 3,000, 1,000, 300, 200, 100. And that comes up to $1,600, and $400 goes, $100 a piece goes to four fans. We're going to give away four fan appreciation times $100. Okay, so $3,000, $1,000 for second place, $300 for third, $200 for fourth, $100 for fifth, and that equals $4,600. And then we got $400 left. We'll give four fans. We know every week we give away $100 to a fan, or just a random fan. We'll give four different fans $100 fan appreciation. See, just to show people, it's not about the money. It's about the numbers. That's why you need to join the Grudge League. We need to have our league so we can go into those offices and we can get that advertising money. We the only stupid people in the world. We the only ones that ain't getting no goddamn money. We the only stupid ones. Little League Baseball getting money. Midget cars, the little midget cars going to dirt and rounds and flip over and shit, they getting money. NASCAR truck, the little truck getting money. NHRA, they getting money. The NBA getting money. Tennis, golfing, yachting, every sport you can name in America is getting money, except, drum roll please, grudge racing. We can't get out of our own self way with so much goddamn motherfuckers. Anyway, I ain't going to get into all that. But we can, though. We can. Now we got a vehicle. We got a vision. We got a dream. I hope you guys can see it. Like I said, imagine if we putting $50,000, $100,000 out there every week for all the races all over the country to shoot for. Wouldn't that be nice? Wouldn't that be nice?
Yeah, it would be. All right. Well, let me ask you that question now. Is a deposit considered a win, or what is it?
I'm going to be nice about it. Hell fucking no. Not even close.
Okay.
We don't celebrate.
All right.
We don't celebrate.
Hold on a second. I might open these mics because I got like about 20 mics sitting there. Let me make sure I get everybody in tonight. 336.
I'm going to close my thought out, Joe, and I'm going to say the reason it's not a win is because we don't celebrate people not racing. We don't celebrate that. The fans don't win when they don't race. The racer doesn't win when he can't compete, when he can't get out there. The tuner don't win when he can't show what he can do. Just nobody wins when somebody pays a deposit. And there's a million reasons you can pay deposit. You know, all of them aren't quite so transparent where you can see it with the naked eye. And it ain't just a matter of, like I said, it's a million reasons people can't do it, but we don't celebrate nobody not racing. We want motherfuckers to race. That's the way I see it.
Okay. Well, I look at it this way, and I've been watching a couple things, and I'm gonna put it out there, and I'm gonna say it straight out. It's like Cliffy going out racing right now. Now everybody want to race Cliffy. You got everybody else want to race Cliffy. You got everybody want to race A-Ball. That seems like the only thing they want to race. You know, it's a trip when you start seeing when they think they know somebody going, so they jump on that same person. I have yet to see anybody jump out of their boundaries and go for something else. I'm just being real about it, and I'm just saying straight out, it is what it is. They don't like it. Everybody don't like it. It is what it is. Let's go. Come on, man. There's no way in the world some of these guys, you can't get another race with somebody else. There's plenty of other people out there that are looking for races. You know, make it make sense. If you guys got a guy going out there running five times, hey, what about the rest of those races out there? Why aren't you somebody asking them to race?
Preach, Reverend.
Oh, you know what I mean? Come on, let's be real. Let's see something.
That's right.
Come on, they're just picking them. Everybody picking and choosing on one person. It's not good. Not good racing there. That ain't racing. You got plenty of everybody else out there. So let's start up there mixing a little bit and stop talking all that crap and go out there and try somebody else. Don't let them pick up the same person week after week after week. Ain't nobody want to keep seeing the same thing. We'll see something a little different. We'll see some action. That's what I want to see. I want to see something. And so finally, hopefully that these guys turn around and go out of their realm. If they don't know a person, they nervous about this one. I don't know what he's got, blah, blah, blah. I never seen it run. I got to see. But you see something that you already saw run and it's already dead already. That's it look like everybody want to grab on that person, But the whole thing is that they have to see stuff first. I'm seeing a lot of cars out there right now that ain't nobody even trying. Not even trying. And people, they're looking for races. I'll be real about it. I'll say it straight out, and that's how it is. So now they need to start going there and start trying somebody else. That's the problem right now. I don't want to say racing dead. It get dead if you see the same cars running over and over. Let's start seeing there's a lot of cars out there that be out there making shots out there that should be running each other. That could be running each other. That's what the excitement comes from when you see somebody ain't never hit each other. Let's be real. Brian Epps went out there and did his damn thing. You can take it away from him. You can cry about it and say everything you want to say, but that man went out there and didn't give a damn about Hector or Aaron Tingle who driving. He went out there and he raced. So all the people
big
that
props,
up there wanted
big props
to take
out
something
to,
away from him.
Big props out to Hector Wright, Daniel Hall, and what's his name? Kenny for tuning in. The whole team, man, they did that thing.
Well, this is my whole thing. This is my thing. Something like that. When a guy go out there and do his thing, but the first thing we want to do is take it away from somebody. Oh, he got lucky. Just that he didn't win on because of this. I don't give a damn. He went out there and he ran the man. All the ones that everybody was scared to run that guy, Hector. Here he is. He went out there and he proved a point. So that's my hats off to him. That's all to it. He wasn't. He could have went from sitting. No, I ain't mad at when I ain't running this guy going down somewhere. He went on out there and showed it. He ain't scared. So while some of the ones out there that up there talking all that mess and talking bad on the guy instead of bashing guys should be saying, man, I'm glad he gave us some action, some good shit. Let's be real. You guys are the first one to criticize somebody that went. Give the man props. He went out there. Whatever he did. I don't care if he won on a fluke. It don't matter. If you won, you won. And if you don't like him, he still won. It don't matter. Don't turn around and
that's
knock him, man.
That's half the time when people like
I'm glad he went
the
out
flu.
There and
that's
did
it.
Yeah, no, but you got a lot of people out there. Got to have to criticize him. Let's be real. You know, let's be real about that shit. How many people would go all against all? He going to get his head split open. But now all of a sudden the man win. Now all of a sudden they got a problem with it. Something wrong with it. Something wrong. Mm-hmm. I've seen guys out there. Okay, I'm going to call out some more names, and I don't care. I put it out there. You know, CJ, when he went out there, he did his thing. Don't turn around because it's your car, your car didn't mess up or whatever. That's not his problem. If he won, he won. Go to the next. He kept going out there, but hey, I don't care. Every win that he got, whatever win they got, everybody had a problem with it. Let's be real. That's not good. That's not a good look. If the man wins, shake his hand and tell him, hey, man, I'm going to try you again. That's all. Keep it moving. That's how it's supposed to be. But, you know, we got to turn around. Everybody over here got to jump on one thing and scared to go out their realm. I'm glad to see somebody like him go out there. I was glad to see Epps go out there out of something where everybody is. I'm glad to see CJ and him go out there. That was a surprise. You know, I mean, God, dog, he didn't stop. He kept going. You know, these guys go out there. Hey, you can tell anybody you want to say. Show Enough Holmes went out there and ran flex. How many other people you know that wanted to run flex? Come on, let's be real.
Not many.
How many other people? Show Enough Holmes went out there and did his damn thing, and then they pulled something off. You know, I mean, you can't ask nothing better than that when shit like that. EP, another man. Yeah, he pulled off a race on the other one, but then he turned around, he might have lost one. But guess what? He went out there. That's the whole thing. That's what you want to see. Instead of that knocking a man that turned around and going out there and running and trying to race, come on, man. Give the man credit. If he won, he won. You know, I mean, they'd knock somebody so quick. Hey, just that day he had his program together. And guess what? If he made a fluke and he got it and he beat you, shake the man's hand and tell him, man, I'm about to do it again. That's all. You think that he got something, and guess what? You get that second race. But, you know, I mean, the way certain people go about things, people don't want to race you when you start acting stupid, want to act like you want to fight. Hey, don't need me racing you. I don't want to be bothered with you. That's all. That's just that. That got to be real about some of this stuff. People scared to say it, and I don't give a damn. I say what I say. This ain't no job for me. I'm just being real about it. I don't make my money here. Oh, it is what it is. If you love the game, that's what it is. You tell what it is, the truth, and that's it. That's how it got to be. A lot of guys scared to say something. Scared they're going to hurt this one feeling or that one feeling. I'm going to be real about it. That's all to it. So my hat's off to those guys that go out there and say, hell with it, I'm going to try them. You know what? You tried them. You gave it your best. It is what it is. You know, my hat is off to it. Listen, I went out there and ran Antoine. But you know what? He beat me across that finish line, and I ain't going to lie to you. He got me, and I shook his hand and everything, even though we bet it the other way, and I won. But you know what? I was still going to give him a second chance. I'm going to give him a run again. He was a sportsman about it. He didn't go up there acting stupid. Nothing. Guess what? We're going to turn around. We're going to run. We talk trash to each other, but we're going to race each other again, and there ain't nothing wrong with that. That's how it's supposed to be. But we got these other guys,
exactly.
Man, I mean, oof. If you got to fight for your money after, if everything, even though I don't want it, you got to fight for your money, ain't no need me messing with you no more. I ain't going to race you no more. I don't care if I can beat you by 5 cars. I don't even want it. I'm going to be real about it. I'm going to say it straight out like it is. It don't matter. I don't want the headaches. I come out to have fun. Like I said, everybody, and I meant it, and I kind of still feel like it. It kind of got to me a little bit, but I'm clearing stuff up. Like I said, when it ain't fun no more, I ain't doing the shit. I'm straight out with it. I don't care. So everybody that heard me, they heard me. I don't care how it is. I don't have to be no popularity contest. If you don't like what I say, you just don't like it. It is what it is. I'm going to tell you the truth, how I feel. And a lot of people out there need to tell the same damn thing instead of sitting back there clamping behind somebody and worried about a popularity contest. You got to be behind somebody and can't stand on your own 2 feet and have an own backbone. That's what the problem is right now. Let's be real. This man is popular today. Everybody got to run behind him. Only I can't say nothing because he's going to get all on me. Damn that. Stand on your feet and be a man about it. You ain't got no man. If you ain't got no backbone, then go behind somebody else to keep it moving. What they call that, nut huggers? Do what you got to do. So I'm going to open up these mics. That's all to it. Let's be real. But come on now. Everybody knows.
Not
you know,
nut-hugger.
You know, everybody sees it.
That's
come on.
Not the net hugger.
Everybody sees it. People just scared to open their mouth. You know, come somebody going to write something down on Facebook, going to say something negative. Damn, bro. If you like something that somebody does, and then guess what? I'm going to say it again. If a man thought of an idea and got it out there, and just because you ain't think of it and you got to go kick it, you ain't shit. I'm just saying right now. That's all to it. You ain't nothing. You ain't shit. I don't care if you don't like the guy or not. If the guy got a good idea, yeah, go ahead. If you don't want to support it, don't say negative shit on it. Let it happen. But the problem is if they didn't think of it, then they got a problem. I'm happy to see people go out there and think of some good shit. So I'm going on here now. I'm going to open up some more of these mics because I don't talk enough, but I had to get it off my chest and say it straight out how it is. It is what it is. They don't like it, they don't like it. It is what. Everybody else know it, and they know it's the truth. If you say the truth like they said, I don't give a damn if you got 100 lies and 2 people telling the truth. The truth is stronger than those 100 lies. So I know people in there thinking the same thing. Damn, bro, I should have said it myself. I wanted to say it. But don't go up there running behind somebody, and you know the man lying or whatever, and just come on, man. That's just stupid. Just because it's but if he can be wrong, so guess what? It is what it is. I got a bridge to sell you then if you want to do that. That's what basically he's doing for you. Here, you want to buy the Brooklyn Bridge, you stand over there and you collect all the toll money you want. Don't worry about it. Just give me $1,000. You go to the bridge right now tomorrow. Take all the money you want. That's
open
all.
Open up at 9.
Mm-hmm. Collect every damn thing. Don't let nobody pass by. See how that work out. Mm-hmm. So let me open up a couple of these mics, you guys. I'm open up this mic right here, 347-3068. Your mic is open. Your mic is open. All right. Don't want to talk.
I'm going in.
Yo. Okay. Yo.
Yep.
Hello.
I have a little background. I got to come back.
Okay. All right.
Did you cut?
All right. No, I'll wait for you to come back. You can mute yourself, and then you just hit the one button again, and it'll mute yourself. Then when you want to come back, just hit it so that I can open you back up. All right. Didn't do it, so I'll hit it off. Make sure that I do that. 347-4186. Your mic is open. 347-4186. Your mic is open. That's another one. A whole bunch of background noise. I'll mute him. Oh, gosh. Hold on 1 second. Oh, shoot. Who's this one? 443-3051. Your mic is open.
What's up, Joe? How are you?
443-3051. Your mic is open. All right. How's everything?
I'm good, man. I'm good. Just kind of kicking back today. I just want to tell you,
okay.
I haven't been on your show since that last event. I just want to tell you it was a good job, man. I appreciate it. It was a good day for all of us.
Okay. Well, appreciate it. Thank you very much.
You got it, brother.
I guess you heard the topic, right?
I heard some part of it, and then my wife called me, and I had to listen to that topic, and then it kind of got my brain fucked up. You know how that shit goes. And I came back in,
okay.
And I heard they were talking about parking prices, and then they were talking about the NG. And this
Okay, go ahead. You got
this. Is what I'll say about the NGRA or any organization or whatever it is that in your life. If it's supposed to be there, it's going to stay, and if it's not supposed to be, it will go. Frankly, I think it's a grand idea because I've made a little money this year on the NGRA because I get busy. But
okay.
I just want you to work on selling me that New Jersey Turnpike. I'd like that $8,000 a month I give them motherfuckers.
Hey, I'll sell a chick to you tonight for $1,000. Just cash at me.
You cash at ready, brother. I got you. Give me 10 minutes. We'll cash at it to Roy Hazelwood so he can DP this deal.
Put Antoine at the gate down there. He can pick up the money.
All right, that's what we'll do. We'll put him. That's what we'll do.
That's it. No, but do you consider a DP a win? That's what we're talking about tonight.
Well, you know, I have received
a phenomenal amount of deposits this year. And, you know, I have to say this. No, I don't consider it a win. And I'll tell you why, because you never actually race the mount. You know what I mean? It depends on what the deposit's for, really. And, you know, we've had this discussion before, too. Can the man not race, or does he not want to race? You know what I mean? There's a big difference. If I can't race because I got a drop valve or I broke a rocker or something like that, I can't fix at the racetrack, that's different than me getting up there and getting scared and not going. You know what I mean? Or locking in races like several guys have done to me and getting up there and playing that stupid little game and at the last minute deciding they're going to pay me the deposit because really they were scared all along. They just didn't have enough heart to cash that check their ass wrote. Now, that really irritates me. So, you know, at the end of the day, no, it's not a win. I don't think so. You know, if I beat you and I turn the wind light on or beat you, whatever, then that's a win, yeah. But I think the DP should count. I mean, you know, because there's a lot of work that goes into locking in a race. I mean, we all say locked is easy. I'm probably one of the easier lock-ins there is. You make a race right. I mean, it's 5 minutes. Let's get the stiffs together. Let's get busy. And but then there's guys where you spend 5, 6, 8, 9 hours on the phone with them for 2 weeks trying to get them to lock in a race, and they tell you no. So, you know, you figure every race is going to take you 3 or 4 hours, you know, on average, to get it locked in. So
okay.
when they just pay you a deposit like that, it's just wasting my time, wasting my energy, you know, because I'd rather race should be done with it. You know, that's just my opinion, whatever for whatever that's worth.
No, everybody's got their opinion. They can say what they want to say.
I'm officially sponsored by the state of New Jersey. I'd like to announce that because I get more DPs from the state of New Jersey than any other state.
Oh, shoot. You had to throw that one in, huh?
I did. I can't let that shit go because it's the truth.
Oh, my gosh.
We're looking at a couple thousand already this year. So, you know, that's good money out of the state of New Jersey. I like the state of New Jersey. Don't cost me no spark plug, no nitrous or nothing.
Here we go.
Here we go. What'd you say, Fat Albert? At least I was nice about it, brother. I didn't cuss nobody, didn't raise my voice or nothing, bro. I'm getting better. Listening to you, Fat Albert.
Yeah. I believe he said that on the show.
I'm quite sure somebody going to oblige you pretty soon from New Jersey.
That's that compensation I was telling you about.
Rob Torrey not going to like that conversation. Joe, he going to hit that one button in a minute. You said something about New Jersey.
I bet
Torrey
he is.
Get on about that.
I bet he is.
Oh, he don't like that shit now.
I bet he is.
Mm-hmm. But, Joe, in my opinion on that, Joe, about the DP, it's different situations. Mm-hmm. If me and Rob at the track and I do a shakedown and Rob look at me and say, I cannot run that car, and Rob paid me to punk out, I consider that a win. But if a man goes down the track and he hit the wall or some break on his car, he said, man, I got to pay the DP, I can't race you. I wouldn't count that as a win. You know, you paid me punk out because you said, man, I can't beat you. I'm going to go ahead and pay the punk out.
You were DPs for both of mine and Cliffy's races. The first one, I consider that a win because he just wasn't going to go. It didn't matter what I did, he just wasn't going to go. And then the second race down at MIR, he said he didn't feel safe. And I respected that. That's different than just saying I ain't going to do it. You know what I mean? So that's distinctly different. Yeah. And I respect the fact he said, I don't feel comfortable doing it. So I was really good with that. So.
Hold on a second, because you guys tell me open their mic up. Hold on 1 second. Let me make sure I open their mic up. 757-1006. Your mic is open.
Yo, what it do, Joe? This is Drew Brown.
What's going on, Drew? What do you consider a DP? Is it a win or not a win? Let's hear your opinion.
Fred Albert kind of stole my thunder with what he just said, you know, because I feel like in some cases, if it's catastrophic, you know what I'm saying, and they pay the DP, then that's understandable. But, you know, some people just won't race and they only locked in because they felt that pressure at the time. And they didn't have no attention in racing, so that little 200-300, they pissed away. Now, me, I would consider that as a win because every time I get it, it'll be a tool or an instrument to get them to race again. You know what I'm saying? To get under their skin. But, I mean, if I know they ain't going to race, and some people are like that, you know, they're just not going to race. They just locked in because they felt that pressure and they was going to pay the DP. They knew they was going to pay the DP. So, yeah, to me, yeah, I count that as a win.
Mm-hmm. Now, you said something about that pressure. I guess they didn't want to be clowns, so they just go ahead and they locked in the race. Is that what you're trying to say, right? That's the pressure.
Yeah.
When they lock in a low, when it's a low DP, I think they already got in their mind that I'm just going to pay that.
Let me just try to shut this guy's mouth, man. I'm going to lock in one of those numbers.
But when them guys lock in 500 or better on DPs, they serious. I'm not knocking nobody. I'm not knocking nobody with the money they put up. But sometimes by me DPing a lot of races, I kind of see these $200 or $100, they ain't in the race. Ain't going to happen. Some of them will, not all of them, but I look at some of them. But when guys put in $500 or $1,000 just for the DPs, I don't think nobody going to give out no $1,000 just to get their heat off them. I don't care who you is.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care how much money. You put up $1,000 as a DP, you racing, unless you had a catastrophic failure. But, you know, certain guys you can say, man, it's not going to happen. I know it, but if you want to give away money just to get that heat off you, that's you.
Yeah, I agree.
You know, but
so I'd put a name on it, Fat Albert.
To what now?
I said I can put a name on $1,000.
Go ahead, put it on.
Well, we got to do it.
Put it on. Let me hear.
You got the name.
Y'all go ahead and put it out there. Wait. On this here show, you can't go about there and say I could put a name on it and don't tell nobody. Everybody sitting here say, I wonder, it might be this person. Put that name out there.
So $500 DP and then a $500 inconvenience fee.
Put a name on the person. Put the person out there. Who is it?
Mr. R.G. Bobby. But we're still on August 27th. He's my silver level sponsor out of New Jersey, and I have a gold level sponsor out of Jersey. His name is Clifford.
All right. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
See what old Joe did to me. Now I come on this show. I was gonna be nice and quiet. I'm relaxed, man. Look, I had a nice day at work. Come home, work on my truck a little bit. You know, get in the truck, man, come on home. It's all nice and quiet, nice day. I'm sitting out here on my balcony, and here he goes trying to stir some shit up, Fat Albert.
Well, look, you had stirred it up, and somebody probably would go back home. If nobody said a name, they probably said, man, I think that might have been Cliff. Man, I think this might have been him you're talking about. So at least you put it out there. You wasn't talking about Cliff. You said OG Bobby.
No.
That's it. We know who it was.
Well, I was talking about both of them. My gold and my silver sponsor. I'm looking for a bronze.
You didn't say that. You said one name, so I ain't here no more. So I just wanted to make sure so somebody can't say, he would talk about this one, so we got it straight. Now everybody know. But that's how it should be, honestly, to tell you the truth. And you know what?
Right.
It's nothing but trash talking.
Yes.
And they're going to mess around, and y'all supposed to get your run off, and you're going to get it off. You know?
Right.
Don't think OG,
so,
Bobby forgot about you. You know,
oh, no,
don't think
I sure
he forgot about
I forgot about him either, because I tell you what, that's his last chance on the 27th. If he don't run me on the 27th, he better just forget my name. So at least forget 8-Ball's name. You know what I mean? Because I ain't wasting no more time on it. So
no, ain't nothing wrong with that at all.
Looking forward to it. No,
okay.
Because you know what, we all earn our reputations that we have. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Everybody knows I like to race. I've earned that reputation. Some people don't like to race. Some people like to talk about it. They earn that reputation by their behavior. So, you know, I'll get busy.
So what you trying to tell me, that OG Bobby ain't got a good reputation? That's what you're trying to say?
I don't think so.
I've
been around 3 years now. I ain't seen him. Hey, Joe, are you racing? Are you coming down this weekend, Joe?
I'm supposed to be down. Listen, right now I'm supposed to be buying this car, and I'm supposed to got to go down there, go pick it up, and bring it back.
Uh-huh.
And right now I'm going through a little thing with this, you know, getting this thing, and hopefully we can clear it out, Dexton, and then clear it so I can be ready, because I'm trying to fly out on Friday night and then come back up, and I'll swing around there around Saturday. So we're going to see.
Okay.
I'm going to, like I said, I ain't going to do it that day because I didn't get the tires for the car, but I'm going to try Pebbles. That's what I want to try Pebbles with.
Oh, shit. What'd you buy?
With my street car, yeah.
Really?
That's what I want to try
with.
2010 Corvette.
Oh, shit. ZR1?
Yeah. Yep.
Damn. Well,
so,
Trump,
we're waking on. We, it's not.
So
it's, I'm not cold up right now.
Pebble rods. Uh oh.
Yeah.
You saying baby? Look, baby Jay gamble now.
Yeah, he gamble. You know why they named the pebbles? They used to be called stone.
Oh man, baby Jay, where you at? Let me send him a text. He get it fired up.
Yeah, I talked to him already. Me and Antoine got that little side bet. We're gonna do it. Antoine got a $500 side bet with me. Heads up.
Oh, shit. He's,
man, I don't want nothing.
Heads up, huh?
Yep.
I'll put $100 on Pebbles on that one.
Yeah, when it comes down, I'll...
Oh, hey, Joe, hold on.
No
breaking
problem.
News.
Hmm?
Oh, I got a text from OG Bobby. Uh-oh, and I'm going to read it birthday.
Uh-oh. Oh, shit.
You can tell Little Balls. We can tighten up the DP right now. Uh-oh.
Oh, shit. Uh-oh.
Hold on, Rob. Right now, they both done sent me $500 a piece for the DP.
That's right.
But it's $5 on $5,000. It's $500. He said, Rob, he said, Little Balls, that's what he called. He said, tell Little Balls, we can add more just to the DP if you don't think he going to race you. Now, Rob, the ball is in your court.
Right. Tell him another $500 on it right now.
Uh-oh.
Right now, he's got 5 minutes.
Oh, shit.
5 minutes,
Bobby,
and I wanted to come from his Cash App, not Silverhawks.
Well, Rob, it shouldn't matter who it comes from, but...
Doesn't matter where it comes
from,
Rob.
Come from his
Cash
App, not Silverhawks.
He might not have a Cash App.
Uh-oh, wait a minute. Hold on. He said, I'll send it. Good God, oh, my God.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, Rob,
you let me know when you get
Robert.
It. You let me know when you get it, Fat Albert. Oh, you're 200 anyway for that other race I locked in.
Wait a minute. So... Y'all gonna send another $500? That's just gonna be on the DP. So
yes,
a thousand on 5,000. A thousand on 5,000. Okay.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Oh shit! I knew OG was listening.
I knew he was.
OG ain't gonna let you do no shit like that. As a matter of fact, I seen a picture of OG on Facebook. Then somebody took it off.
Well.
OG. In your backyard.
OG. No, this is the deal. See, OG Bobby ain't going to let you talk about it on the call-in show. But when you get to the racetrack, he likes to show up without his race car.
Oh,
I don't know what that's
that
all
what
about.
But wait a minute.
That's,
wait,
I don't know what that's all about.
He said he will send it. He said, y'all can tighten up on the DP, Little Balls.
Tell him he's got 5 minutes, bald head.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah. Tell Big Head he's got 5 minutes.
Good.
Guess we'll wait and see. Y'all ain't gonna mess with OG. Hold on, let me make sure I open up this. I see some. Oh.
You in the trick
mic?
You don't even know it, Fat Albert.
Hold on, I'm gonna get open up this mic because I know 484-8596. Your mic is open.
Hello, everybody. Silver Hawk.
Oh, what's going on, Silver Hawk?
Uh-oh.
Hey, Ball.
Uh-oh.
Yes, sir.
If you don't think OG Bobby ain't going to race, you can lock in the whole pot.
Oh,
no,
shit.
I'm not locking in the whole pot.
Uh-oh.
You can lock
in
the whole pot.
I will lock in a thousand.
Nah, lock in. If you don't think he ain't going to race, after I put my money out there, if you think he ain't going to race, we can lock in the
whole
pot.
Well, see, that's the whole thing. See, Silverhawk, it's different when it's my money and it's your money and it ain't his money, right? You follow what I'm saying there? Because he's like,
if they're going to run, they're going to run.
Let me run it down to you like this. My 20-year-old son is spending the fuck out of my money. My 20-year-old son is spending the fuck out of my money.
But, Rob, it doesn't matter who money it is as long as you get it.
You're going to get a chance to get it from OG.
I did. I said, he's got about four more minutes to get Fat Albert that money.
It's in there. It's in there.
Has it been sent yet?
He said he
ain't trying to burn up cash. I ain't trying to burn up your Cash App without being serious. Because I'm serious. You know, have I ever said locked and not sent you any money at Fat Albert?
No, sir.
You don't think he's going to raise, we can lock in the whole pot.
Wow. Uh-oh. I knew this show was going to be good. I was waiting for it to get started. God, oh my.
I'm just waiting for OG Bobby to say bring on your end. That's all.
Don't worry about OG
Bobby.
Ring on that 5,000.
Well, ring on the 1,000, because that's what I said, Silverhawk, because this ain't been nothing but a trifling-ass race to start with, from the lock-in all the way through the inconvenience fee all the way through to putting me off till August. But y'all in the trick bag now, so I ain't worried about it.
Oh, we are?
Y'all are in the trick bag the day you called me up.
Well, shit, you can move the date up then.
Okay.
Wait,
Saturday. I ain't got nothing to do.
Hold on. Hey, Rob, he just
texted 4 o'clock
my Cash
Saturday.
App. Let me text it to him. So he said, Albert, what's your Cash App? Hold on.
We can do it Saturday at 5 o'clock.
You know, Goodwill ain't coming out this Saturday.
We can do it Saturday at 5 o'clock. You want to move it up?
Yeah, yeah. You will. You
we
will
can do it
Saturday
at 5 o'clock. I'm ready.
We ain't coming down there.
Mm. Funny how that works.
Mm-mm-mm. Well, oh, boy.
I'm just saying.
Give him a minute. Oh, Bob, he just asked me. He just asked for my Cash App, so he must be sending it. So just just give him a few minutes. And you wanted to tighten it up.
Silverhawk, what'd you do? Did you threaten to ground him if he didn't show up, take his keys away from him, or make him sit in his bedroom for 3 or 4 days?
Yeah, man,
that's a grown man.
He's your son, right?
Nah, that's a friend of mine now. And it's good.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Oh, the Silverhawk now. Y'all supposed to be
you
running Gordo on the 30th, July 30th, right?
Yes. We could do it. We could do that on that day.
Is that still the?
I'm not
is
coming
that
up
still
there
on
the
for 10th Is that still for the 10?
Yes,
10 band?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Fat Albert, you heard that?
Yes, sir. Hey, when is the Maple Grove race, y'all? I need to put it in my calendar. It's on the 21st.
No. You didn't hear what we said?
No, Joe.
Hudson Keys, they're going to do it for that 10 grand.
I'm talking about, Rob and our OG Bobby is running in Maple Grove. I make sure I got the right date down. When is Silverhawk? Ain't it is August something?
August the 27th. 27th.
Okay.
26th and 27th.
So right now, Silverhawk, so what I'm looking at right now, y'all loading up for Bev. Look like y'all trying to kill
now,
everything.
August 23rd is a good Brittany, that's a
thing. No, I'm saying y'all looking to load up for Bev right now. I see, y'all going to run Gordo on the July 30th.
Okay.
At slap your ears together, stomp your ears together. For those 10 bands. Right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Uh-huh. And who else y'all got that in y'all mind? I know y'all was talking about somebody else getting on too. Hey, I've been doing a little Mustang. Is it doing anything with anybody yet or no?
They're
scared to run you because they didn't see it run.
Right, that too.
Is that the true thing, right? Yeah, another one right there.
Yes, sir.
Because nobody got to see it run. They don't want to try it because, and he told them what he got.
And am I lying? What was your stiff that you told him? Small block, right? Small block
forward,
right?
Small block on motor. Yes, sir, on motor.
Okay, 302 base. So that's what it was. And the problem is, yep. And when they didn't see that run, but you know everybody can jump on all these other guys and jump on the same person, beat them to death, but they don't want to try nothing with him. And you know that's what
hey,
I don't
hey,
want.
Hold on, Joe. Hey, Rob. You want? Hey, Rob.
8:27 is the Maple Grove race. Yes, sir.
Hey, Rob. My cash app just went green. He just sent $500.
Okay. How about this? How about this? Fat Albert. Big Roy.
Wow.
OG deposit.
All right, so now it's 1,000.
How about that? Look at that. Bring, bring.
It's 1,000 on 5,000. August the 27th. Wait a minute. So it's August 27th. 1,000 on 5,000. OG Bobby gets the break. Eighth mile.
Y'all hold on for me. I got a call. Hold on.
All right. It's sent. Lord. Rob Weber, I got yours. So now it's 1,000
yep.
even. 1,000 on 5,000.
Paul versus SU. I didn't put any on there. Sorry about that. I put a little extra on this one. Now, here's my cash app for the suspect race for this weekend. A deposit for that one. There you go. Big Roy, I'm bringing you like crazy.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Ah, damn, Joe, your show. I knew it was going to take off, but good God, I didn't know it was going to take off like this.
We ain't scared. We ain't scared.
Yeah.
You think we might,
so
we ain't
might be, he might end up being my, he might be my double gold sponsor.
What?
My platinum sponsor. How about that?
You know what? He probably run you with the chain that he got and put that on top of the bed, too.
I gotta put that on mute for a second.
Hold on.
Okay. Hey, you might put that gold chain on top of the bed too.
Me,
you see that Run DMC gold chain at Herman
Bone?
He OG.
These guys just ain't playing. Good God Almighty. Well, Rob, Bobby ain't going to race. He don't spend the money, so it's locked. It's 1,000 on 5,000 now.
Hey, I'm still betting.
All right, hold on a second because I see some. I got to make sure I open up a couple of these mics. I'm sorry about that, but 443-994, your mic is open. 443-9994, your mic is open. I guess they won't answer. Let me make sure I open up this next mic. Hold on, you guys. There's one more. I've seen it. Oh, here we go. Oh, 347-3068. Your mic is open. 347-3068. Your mic is open.
Yeah, Joe. You hear me?
Yeah, we're really good.
Well, y'all locked in for me on that topic.
His phone was breaking up. Say it again.
You must be on speakerphone because it's going like an echo coming in and out.
Yeah, we can't hardly hear you. It sounds like a robot.
I might be back in this one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, if you want to call in and call right back and get right on, probably the best thing to do. See what happens. Okay, let me open up this next mic. 862. Oh, he just clicked off. God dang it. 862-3221. Your mic is open.
What's going on, fellas? Good evening. How y'all doing?
All right. How's everything?
I knew Tory won't fall.
You already know.
He about New Jersey. I knew he was coming. I knew that was coming.
No, you know I got to be on here to listen.
Yes, sir. And Troy, the man said New Jersey sponsoring him, all the DPs he done got from New Jersey. He said New Jersey is his new sponsor.
Yeah, well, talk is cheap, and it's only a certain amount of people that he's running, so. But it's all good.
Oh.
It's all good.
Oh.
That ain't everybody. I ain't nobody.
So,
I've never been.
So this is how they do it. So I got over 30 grudge races locked in this year, right? And then they say, well, he ain't running nobody. But you know what? Then they come at you with a pro.
No, I'm not knocking you.
This is what I'm telling you. So how many races have you had this year, sir?
Oh, this year I ain't had no oil pressure. But talk about the year before.
Oh. Oh,
we're talk about all the stuff, but don't worry about that. Just worry about me when I come at you.
Oh,
don't worry about what I had.
Oh,
and you don't know who I am, Evol. So you better check my resume.
Oh,
you don't know who I am.
Oh shit!
So stay
I don't
your
care
lane.
About your resume. What can you do for me today?
I can't do nothing for you today. I know oil pressure, but he's only talking
to
me.
He
knows.
Okay,
he knows I don't have no
oil pressure.
I done talked to you many times. You know I don't know oil pressure. Don't try to talk slick. You better worry about Bobby. Don't worry about me.
I ain't worried about Bobby either.
Okay.
I don't think
he
got
old
pressure
that.
Either, but
that's fine. You don't have to
you
think
know
about
what?
When
you get fitted with you, it's going to be a simple, that would have gone.
We even got you doing it now. God damn, you hear that shit? We got him doing it now.
Hey, Tori, what do you think about that deposit? What do you say? Is a deposit a winner or it's not a winner?
Well, what do you mean? Because I wasn't on when you was talking about that.
Well, some people count a deposit, winning a deposit, they consider it a win. Do you consider
it a win, or
you just say
no? Hell no. Mm-mm. No. I don't consider a deposit a win. I don't consider a man not making the trip a win. I don't consider none of that. Both cars make the trip. Like, you made the trip with your car and ODB and so on and so on. Cliff made the trip and all that. That's a race. But, man, blow up or he blow tire away, all right, yeah, it's his fault that shit is not tuned right. But you can't claim that. You can't jump up down and say, I whooped your ass. No, you didn't. Go sit your ass down. You didn't go through the metal all the way through. What happened?
What if a man goes red? What if a man goes red?
That's different. They both make a trip. But either way you look at it.
Yeah,
that's
a win. That's a win. Yeah, if you go red, that's automatic.
He said
a
deposit. Yeah, that's automatic. That
yeah,
was it.
Yeah.
Come on. Now, I'm going to say the same thing Fat Albert said to me. I thought you was a little smarter than that. You said to me last week. So I'm going to say that to you now.
No, I'm just asking the question because this is how I see it. If you go down and you blow up, then you know what? That's your problem. That's your fault for not being race ready. That's my opinion.
That's what I said.
A hot rod tune in that thing and scatters, burns a hole in the piston. That's his damn fault. You know what I mean?
That is true. But do you understand when y'all get on the radio show and y'all be sitting there talking about, man, them two cars was getting it. That was a damn good race. The race of the day was such and such. You didn't hear the race of the
Absolutely.
Day was because somebody blew a tire away. Okay, well, that's where we at. That's where we at. The man asked, do I think a deposit is considered a win? No. Do I think a person blowing the tires away? No. Nitrous explosion on the start line? No. Car shutting off? No. No, I don't. Mm-mm.
Okay.
Your race that you had with that Regal, that was a good race. You know what I'm saying? Y'all both made the trip. Y'all was getting down there. You know what I'm saying? The races that Bigfoot had, those cars wasn't set up properly, so the man looked real good against them
because
they didn't make the trips. Except for that Black Malibu that I saw.
When Cliff slapped the shit out of Antoine, that was a race. That was a race. When Cliff slapped
the
shit out of Antoine.
The slap. I'm not gonna vouch for the slap and shit part, but I'm gonna say, yeah, that was a race.
I'll let Antoine argue
with you on that one.
Well, you know, we already determined we covered this with Antoine the other day. That's a special club he's in. So he's a special kind of guy. Not too many people say they're in that club.
So Antoine was over there licking windows? That's what you're saying?
Oh, no. I didn't say that. Something happened, but I'm not sure that's what it was. Anything
you
say
was that's the kind of guy I want to know what you're talking about now.
Joe, you terrible. You terrible on that one, Joe.
No, I'm just saying.
I said it's
he said
a special
it, not
club.
Me. He said it.
No, I said it's a special club.
Okay.
That's what
I thought you said a special kind of guy. Said. That's what I thought you said. Okay.
We all
my
know
fault. He cleared it
we
up.
Love him.
He my boy. He my man. I just like messing with him. Hold on, you guys. Let me make sure I open this mic back up because he did come back in. Hold on 1 second. Right, let me just get him back to the...
Because I need a platinum sponsor. I need a platinum sponsor for this weekend. How many New Jersey boys or New York boys are coming down?
I'm
not going to tell him. I'm not going to tell him because I don't know where the hell he was at when I had oil pressure. I ain't know this man.
Uh-oh.
I ain't never hear of him. He came from under a rock all of a sudden, and he's like King Dangling. But I'm going to shut that shit down.
That's the man.
I promise you. I'm going to shut that shit down with a naturally aspirated car.
Okay.
With a naturally aspirated car, not nitrous.
Okay. Make the race right. I mean, if some of y'all's naturally aspirated shit flies, we've been over this before. You know, some naturally aspirated. Man, look. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Man, look, I've run Lewis Collins before. I mean, he's naturally aspirated, too. Look, he gave me the back tire in the clear. And
I don't know who that is. I don't know who that is.
I do.
I don't know.
I know exactly who he is.
That's fine. Yeah, you would remember.
I know exactly who he is.
I know, but I don't know.
Tori.
Yeah.
Yo, man, you got to realize, if you ain't from New York and New Jersey, yo, a lot of people don't race the way we do because, you know, they make up shit that we'd never heard of, like the New York 1-1. They gave us some shit we'd never heard of. So I don't understand a lot of that shit.
Well, I'll stop in the same for the longest. I don't know what you're talking about. 1-1 is 1-1. I don't know. All that
exactly.
Wait till the green light
that's
come
all,
on, and you got 30 miles per second to leave after
the
green. That's
the break in the crib. That shit they talking about the New York 1-1. How they know more than New York and New Jersey about our 1-1 in the break? So I don't understand that shit they be talking about.
Well, I don't
think that
was
you heard
giving a man the break
shit.
Off the fourth bulb. That's what I don't understand. That bullshit that we sit with Bobby, I don't even understand that dumbass shit. And I don't understand how you can go red. You only have to give up half the pot.
Let me explain how that one that New York 1-1 came about. Let me explain how that New York 1-1 came about. Somebody was trying to put dick in somebody else and made up some bullshit word talking about, yeah, that's the New York 1-1. That's how we do it in New York.
I agree with you, Joe. Hey, Joe, we agree. How about that? How about a toast to that one? That's some bullshit.
Hey, boss, can somebody else get
shit? I ain't never heard of that shit before. I've been in New York my whole goddamn life.
I don't know about New York. Yeah, I never heard of New York.
But I don't knock the hustle. I don't knock the hustle. They won't make it something. I don't knock the hustle.
Since
that
ain't
even guy
that just came out from under the rock.
Can I get a word in, A-Boy? Hey, Pro, stop. But you ain't knocking no hustle, but you should put in a straighten on the shit when you smell bullshit.
No, listen, man, this is make your own rules drag racing. That's what drag is. Make your own rules. So if I tell you the way we play poker is you let me see your cards, and then I'll tell you what I'm going to bet. If you do it, well, God damn it, you did it. That's your dumb fault.
I can't put no –
told me a long time ago, HC or the old Jack, I was trying to help a motherfucker one time that was getting tricked, and I saw he was getting tricked, and I told him, hey, man, he said, Pro Stock, that ain't your job, man. This ain't no captain save a whole business. This grown man business. You a grown man. You should understand – tread carefully with what you're getting into. This grown man business. So there ain't nobody job to save your ass but yours.
So let me ask you this question.
But I'm saying to you, if they putting a name on something that we don't do, that's fine. That's what you're saying.
Well, listen, I can call myself the Alabama Slammer or the Brooklyn Hustler or whatever. Motherfuckers can do whatever they want to do. No, man, I'm just saying. If you want to call yourself Jersey Mike or St. Louis Mike, huh?
But that's why a lot of bullshit gets started.
It's not bullshit.
It's not bullshit. It's somebody.
You just got a lot of motherfuckers trying.
It's just trying to leave the fuck alone like it was.
You gotta have common sense. Do your homework.
It's not about doing your homework. It's about people doing stupid shit. You can't read another man's mind. We can't tell what y'all are thinking.
Well, why the hell do you guys from up there think that if you go red, you only have to pay half the pot? I don't understand that shit at all.
Wait. I want to do the Venus butterfly to you. Ain't no such thing as a Venus butterfly, but I made up some shit and gave it a name, and it sounded real good, and they went for it. So that's what it was.
Did you get any pussy off of it?
Hell yeah, a lot of times. Wait, what did A-Ball say? A-Ball, what did you say?
Well, I wanted to know.
We didn't pay the deposit. You paid the deposit.
No, see, that ain't what I've heard. So a lot of you guys from up there say if you go red, you lose half the pot. But, you know, I don't understand. That doesn't make any sense to me where
okay,
I come
well,
from.
Because if I'm putting your ass
and the pressure's on you and you go red,
shit,
that's your problem. That ain't my problem.
New shit,
No.
That's some new shit. We paid the deposit, and you could have put the deposit back and go back.
Right.
Wait a minute.
Hold on.
No. This is how they talk about. This is what they talk about. That kind of race. They said I've seen it done before. If you red light, say if they turn around, they said the red light rule. If you red light and you don't get caught, you lose the deposit. But if you got caught, you lose the whole thing. Now if you come back and run again, you have to come back and run again. If you don't go back and run again, then you lose.
Okay.
But if you turn around and run again and you red light again, you red lights, you automatically. That's how they do.
So up there, that's how they do it. But down here, you
that's
like
if you wanted to do that. It's up to you.
Now, it was like that in North Carolina. North Carolina, South Carolina did it too. Back in the day, down in Fayetteville.
But Street King did it all the time. Street King did it all the time. Street King did it all the time.
I'm going to tell you now. Hold on. You come down here to DMV, you red light, you lose everything. It ain't no come back and do it again. I'm going to tell you that now.
Oh, don't get me wrong. Don't get me wrong. I mean,
I'm going to give credit.
But they do like that red light.
I'm going to give credit to the people down south with that. If you go red, you lose.
I understand all that.
All of you are doing all the way around, everything that you guys are saying is what makes grudge racing so beautiful, so great, so cutting, so conniving, so mysterious. It's make your own rules drag racing.
Right. Yes.
It's all drag racing, grudge is make your own rules. And so if you want a two red light rules, if you want the New York 1-1 or the San Francisco 8-5, just whatever you want, whatever you make up and another motherfucker go for it or agree to it, that's what it is. All these things are right.
But it is.
There's nothing wrong with how somebody else do something. We got to live and let live. Got to respect the game. Respect the hustle. That's what we're saying right here. Because that's what makes grudge racing great. And everybody can participate. Right? When you make up rules that limit people and can't do that, you can't. Most races, grudge races, are won with your mind, not with your car, with your mind.
Right.
By how creative you can be in your steps.
Bro, stop. I get all of that, but you still didn't answer me why is they creating words for New York, New Jersey. I'm just saying. I'm trying to get an answer on that. The New York 1-1. Explain that to me.
Let me say this. That's because that's probably where they were from. If they said the San Francisco or the St. Louis 1-1 or the Charlotte 1-1, would it have made it better? It's the same thing.
No, I don't understand that one. The St. Louis
1-1 is the back tire and the brake. That's the St. Louis 1-1. Okay? I need the St. Louis 1-1.
I don't understand that one, but okay.
Is you on your show?
No, it's just like people got different names.
You're not giving it to me. I'm saying
you're not listening. You just keep hearing New York. All you keep hearing is New York. That's all you keep hearing. Because They keep saying New York. That's all you hearing. You're not listening, Mike. All you don't want. Oh, Mike. All you keep hearing is New York. That's all you keep hearing is New York.
Yeah, somebody keeps putting a bad taste in your mouth about you. You will be offended too. That's just what it is.
Torrance,
so I got a
Let's change it to DMV 101. Just change the name.
Change
that's
it.
All.
It don't matter.
New
you
York
change
is.
It to whatever.
Just
so
change the name.
Oh,
DMV.
Y'all so upset because they said New York. God damn. If they said
New
York,
I don't know. We just
and
so y'all
y'all getting upset
York,
about
that's why. Yeah, it's a lie.
Y'all lying on New York. That's why.
Yeah, that's all it is.
Well, how about this? I got a question about New York and New Jersey. There's a track open up there this weekend, right? There's a track open in New Jersey somewhere this weekend, right?
Yeah, yeah. Make a lot of noise on it. Cause y'all ain't answering
the
question.
Are there any?
So what's the DMV 101?
There's
Mike. We answered
the question. It's just a label they put on it.
It's nothing to answer. Somebody labeled it.
It's nothing to answer.
Nothing to answer.
Somebody phone acting. Y'all phone acting up big time. Dadgy.
Why they calling in New York? Hold on, Troy. You keep saying, well, why y'all ain't answering the question? It's nothing to answer.
There's
nothing
to answer. I don't know.
It ain't nothing to answer. What is the New York?
The only two people I've ever heard use the phrase, is Fred Wheatley and Avon Thorpe, so why don't you call them up? I've never heard anybody else use it except for the two of them.
Whoever started it, why don't you ask them, Mike? Call that person.
I
don't
know
who started
it. Wicked Bird.
So how the hell you
said Wicked Bird that started.
Hold it. Yeah, Wicked Bird. Okay, call Wicked Bird and ask him why he started. Don't ask us. We don't know.
He don't know why he started it either. He run on more bullshit than anybody else I've ever heard.
Hold on, Rob. You want us to answer a question that we don't know the answer. I don't know why he said New York. You got to ask that.
All you had to do was say you don't know it, right? I don't know it. That's
but we kept trying to tell you, man.
We were trying to tell you.
All you keep hearing, we can't
answer. Is that your phone?
I thought
it was my phone. I had a lot of stack in and out.
It ain't mine.
Anybody ever do that, like cutting off and on?
Is it my phone? Can y'all hear me?
We
hear
it now, but the first it was really cutting in and out.
I mean, yeah, he wants us to answer a question that we don't know why he said New York. We don't know if he was the one that started it. We don't know who started it. Somebody made it up. I don't know.
So, ain't what I'm saying. I'm saying, so nobody know what the New York 1-1 is. That's what I'm asking.
Let me tell you, the way they said the New York one was the back trying to break.
Okay,
no.
That's what I'm trying to figure out,
no,
Fat
no,
Albert.
No.
And listen, y'all just keep talking about I'm hearing his name.
Okay, listen. Wicked Bird start. Wait, they say Wicked Bird start. I remember he used to say that all the time. Wicked Bird used to say the New York. That was the back tie and the break.
That's because he's trying to get
somebody
like that.
You all the time.
Why
he
called
that's not it.
why he
one
called
and
it
one
the New York
one and one? With your back tie and getting off.
And
that's
the cleat.
That is.
But
right.
I don't.
That's
I don't
all we
knew. Okay, so I don't know.
Okay, that's all
yeah.
I was trying to ask you. Y'all keep talking about what I was saying. New York. Hold on a second, guys. I got couple mics. I got like three mics. I got to open up. Hold on a second.
Now,
919-0371. Your mic is open.
Yeah, good evening. Butchie Woods here. What's going on?
What's going on, Butchie?
Not much. What's going on, Butchie?
I can't call it.
What you got to say about the deposit? Is it a win or not a win?
Nah, it ain't a win. I don't count it as a win.
Right.
Now, is you not counting it as a win because if he got the deposit or you just saying it's not a win?
I'm just saying it's not a win. He got the deposit, but it's not a win. I mean, things
okay.
happen just like y'all said.
I just want to make sure,
happen.
You know, just in case, you know, I know they're going to ask me the question, so I might as well go ahead and ask you.
Well, it don't matter. Ask the question. No matter. You got to ask the question. I give you the answer.
Okay, so are you going to run him again then? You going to go back out there again?
I told you. That's yet to be seen right now. I'm trying to run somebody else. Like you said, ain't no need to keep picking on him.
I mean, but one thing about it, listen, y'all never got a chance to go down the quarter. So I say you didn't race. So basically that's why I said, yeah. I have no problem with that. I'm talking about the people that just study picking on them, same ones of racing, whatever you call themselves, that went down, it's over, it's over. It is what it is. Now you're going, putting one camp out of one camp out to the other one. Come on, move on to the next guy. Don't keep, you know what, I can turn around. I can play the game like anybody else. I'm going to be real about it. And everybody else know how it is with your camp. You know how fast your man go. So if your man beat him and whatever, you know where it's at, you kind of like know where the other guy go at. So now we keep on, we just keep on to that little honey well. Instead of we going to go mess, let's mess with this one. You know, and that's all to it. Let's be real. So that's the real thing. That's what's going on. So let's go ahead. Let's have you ever seen somebody else? You got a lot of people out there looking for grudge that will try something. And we'll look. Silver Hawk, a prime example. He's standing over there. Ain't nobody asking him nothing. He unsaid it. He got a Ford, little Ford motor, small block, you know, small tire, stock suspension. Look, nobody wanted him to answer that phone. Nobody would say nothing. Because why? They got to see it run first. That was it. That's, I'm being dead serious about it. That's what's going on. But everybody want to call themselves grudge races and big bears and everything, but don't want to, you know what I mean? Come on, let's be real.
Yeah, like some people that be on the radio show like tonight, you know, like 8-Ball. I'm sorry.
You look, the only thing I can say about, I can say about 8-Ball, and I'm going to give him credit. I'm not going to lie to you. The man went out there, and I don't see him race some cars that I think that I wouldn't expect him to give something. Like he gave Wicked Bird's Mustang the Brigger Tires.
No, I gave him all
couple.
Three.
You gave him all three? Sorry, okay, you gave him all three. You know, shit like that there, you can't knock 8-Ball, period. I'm sorry on that one. I mean, the man do go out there and try some shit. He went out there and he ran meat that day.
Naked lady
you
heads
know,
up.
Stuff like that, shit like that
naked
there,
lady
you can't knock
yep.
a person. You can't knock nobody like that. So,
I give him credit now. I give 8-Ball credit. Yeah. I gave him credit when I first met him. So.
Yeah. But them other ones, I'm going to be real about it. A lot of them pick and choose. If somebody got something close to them, and I'm being real, say the two cars are close. I'm talking about maybe not even a tenth apart or whatever. That's a race, man. I wouldn't give a damn. If I'm up there and I'm up there that close to you, not even a tenth, I got to try you because I can win or you can win. You got to do it.
Right.
But everybody,
at least
these guys
want to
be.
Right,
have
Joe.
About
that's the whole thing with. That's the whole thing with the races that I race. You know, I don't really care how your car sits. If I think I can run even with you, that's what I'm going to try to do. Or if it looks like a good gamble. Like that night I called out, I jumped on Naked Lady. I mean, he wasn't making it down the track that night. You know, so I jumped on him. You know, look, I was out on him for the 100 feet by a fender. And you know what? For me, that's a win because that car is way out of my class. You know, so it's a gamble.
Yeah,
that's
like
what
I said,
do. That's
some
what grudge
people,
racing is,
like
it's
I said,
gambling.
I ain't going to lie. Don't get me wrong. If I get a gravy race, I get somebody and he's stupid and he go ahead. I'm not going to say nothing. I'm going to take his money. But, you know, I'm going to go back there and offer something again later on if he want it. And that's it. But I'm going to move on to the next one. But the whole thing is,
yeah,
my thing is,
Bobby.
I like a race. I don't want to be in the chase. A lot of these guys want to have a damn race that you outclass. They got to, okay, for example, I don't like to talk motor parts, but you know and I know sometimes a guy got 10 times more than you. And what in the hell you look like going out there running somebody? But they want to pick on all the other guys, but then somebody got something like them. Hell no. What you going to give me? How many times you done seen
exactly.
that?
Exactly.
Facts.
How many times
facts.
Have you seen
I know,
that?
Yeah.
You know?
Facts. Happened to me
that's
today.
That's all to it.
Happened to me
that's,
today.
That's, okay. That's what
got
I'm
a man
talking
with a
about.
Full-blown race
true.
Car. At least a half a second faster than me. And calling me out, want to run me heads up. And I asked for the one and one or all three first pair, and he said no. So what that told me
what name on it, Rob? Don't turn around and keep everybody in.
I can't remember his name. Blue Vega.
Ah.
That's what I know. Bigfoot got him logged in. Yeah, yeah. So he trying to knock on me, you know, thinking I'm something soft. And, you know, man, fuck that. That's insulting. That's what he called me on the phone, and I said, man, that's just an insult to me. Why even consider that? why don't you run something else in our camp that's close to your caliber? And he did. He locked something else in our camp. So we're going to get his money anyway, just with a different car. So,
okay.
Yeah, there are a lot of guys, they just...
Hey, boss.
Yes, sir.
We don't want to hear all that stuff.
Listen. Well, this is what I'm going to tell you. Y'all begging motherfuckers because y'all a big block on a Fogger kit and got the breakout.
Okay.
So you know what? There you
all
go.
Right.
But I figure like
right,
this, I'm already getting $1,000 of y'all's money anyway. So there you go. And y'all were asking
listen
for
up.
Breaking the clear
nah.
with the big block.
Okay.
So,
nah.
What does that say about
nah,
y'all?
Nah. This is what you are.
Yes.
You offered.
Yeah, after I got tired of hearing y'all for 8 hours on
the you call us up. You offered it.
I did not.
Yes, you did. You said,
Bobby,
if
y'all
he lay
for the first race. I called
you
y'all for
lay,
the first race, not the second
okay,
race.
Okay, go ahead and talk.
Get it
you
straight.
Told Bobby,
get it straight. Don't start with
you
your
told Bobby,
bullshit.
I was on the
you
phone.
You sound like an
you
old fucking...
Bobby.
Orlando
yeah,
Disney World
ahead.
Parrot
mm-hmm.
talking some bullshit. So what I'm telling you is I called you for the first race, and I said I ain't messing with you no more, and y'all called me for the second race. So tell me that's not a fact. That's
you
a
done?
Fact.
Are you done?
So don't sound like you're
are you done?
Parrots no more.
If you want me to talk, are you done?
Are we locked?
Are you done?
Are we
yeah,
locked?
Done.
What
go
you
ahead.
Want to do?
Are right. we locked?
You told Bobby.
Are we locked? Are we
yes,
locked?
Yes, locked.
Somebody talk. Hey, somebody
are we locked?
For a second. Let me get my shit out.
Hold on, Rob.
Okay.
You talk.
Answer
let him talk,
question,
Rob.
First. Are we locked?
Y'all locked.
Y'all race is locked. Y'all already put another 500 on. Y'all locked.
Yeah, what's there to talk about? Silver chicken.
Well, you brought it up. You brought it up. That's why I'm talking
well,
on
y'all
the
were
you
begging.
It
y'all were begging.
You offered to us. You offered to us.
Yes,
you're right.
Locked.
I offered you two races.
Okay, then. What's that? What the two races you offer?
After
tell
you
it.
Called me begging.
Oh, my God.
So you dispute
hey,
the fact
on,
that you're
oh, my God, three more mics I got to open up. You guys, hold
I
on.
Ain't even, you know,
get everybody
Rob,
in. Hold on one second. Okay, you guys.
With you because it's pointless.
Hold on, Rob, because these guys
so
are hitting me up.
The race is the race. Yeah, I know.
Y'all locked in, so
well, you have another
y'all,
car
y'all
for
y'all
this and that.
On
what
that
you get my car? What you get my car? You
I ain't giving your car shit.
Yeah, why? Because I'm on motor.
Because I'm tired of hearing
you. You can shoot that shit. You can shoot it. What you
I
want
told
to
you
do?
I'm not interested. After I'm done with this race
yeah.
with you guys, I'm
yeah.
fucking done with y'all. I've been nice
yeah.
with y'all.
Yeah.
I've been very polite with y'all. But after this shit,
oh.
after all the bullshit
oh.
to get this
oh.
race locked in,
somebody
I'm done
get him a handkerchief. Somebody
I'm
get
done
him a handkerchief. He's about to cry, y'all. He's about to get in his
hold
chair.
On, y'all.
Somebody
hold
get
on,
him a
yeah, I'm done fucking
hold
with
on,
y'all.
Hold on, hold on. Let me open up the mic, y'all. Hold on 1 second. Hold on 1 second. Hold on a second, Rob. Hold on a second, you guys. Because these guys have been hitting me up for the longest. 202-3960.
He's
going to
act like a grown man when the stinker get on. He's going to act like a grown man when the stinker get on.
Hold on. 202-3960. Your mic is open.
How y'all doing? Can y'all hear me?
Yeah,
we hear you. Good.
We hear you.
This is Tricky Rick. I want to help a couple of y'all older cats out. About this New York 1-1 and all that other extra shit real quick just so y'all got some knowledge on the shit. That shit started off as the up north 1-1. The up north 1-1 was the kicks in the clear. It was never the back tie in the clear. That's why it was called the up north 1-1. And it was started
huh?
by the Connecticut. Yeah, it was started by the dude that raced up in Connecticut. It ain't had shit to do with nobody in New York. A motherfucker just said the New York 1-1 being slick out the mouth. Never had shit to do with New York. But it was the
They should have called the Connecticut 1-1.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
But it was the kick in the clear, not the back tie in the clear. Back tie in the clear is a regular, you know, one and one.
Yep.
Thank you, Tricky Ricky. Thank you. I needed to hear that.
No problem.
Hold on a second. You guys got to open up this next mic. Hold on. 347-5810, your mic is open.
I'm going to correct everybody. I started that about 7 years ago.
Say that again?
7-8 years ago. I started that New York 101 7-8 years ago.
You ain't started shit. You ain't started shit, Sammy.
Hmm? All right. When I had my 302, down. That's what I was doing. I need the New York 101.
Oh, yeah, I guess so. Yeah, please, thank you.
I saw that thing back in 2009, 2010, some shit like that.
Yeah, I went back on.
But I listen to more bullshit. I'm going back on mute right now.
Oh, so Sammy's the one that started it then. Okay, well, there you go.
See, that's why it's all fucked up, Fat Albert. Sammy started it.
Oh, shit.
So guess what?
Hold on a second. Let me open up.
Are you
fact,
coming this
fact,
weekend, Sammy?
As a matter of fact, Rob,
are you coming
you got
this
the,
weekend,
you got
Sammy?
The New York 1-1. Yes, I am. You got the New York 1-1.
Are you
right
really going to be there with what? Your, with
yes.
What? Your,
yes, I'm going to be
what
there.
What the hell is that damn thing? Your Prius?
I'm coming.
Can I
all
speak
right,
now?
Well, you got the New York 1-1. You got the New York 1-1.
Thank you.
When you want it. And, yes, we can do it off the
rental car.
Yes, I'll drive. Huh?
Which rental car are you bringing?
My
your
car.
OG Bobby's car?
No, my car.
No.
Silverhawk car. He bring a Silverhawk car.
Can I make a statement real quick?
No, you can't.
Yeah,
I'm sure your daddy says you can talk.
Cliff says you can talk. Yeah.
Man, I'm not now. I'm about to make a lot of sense into nonsense to what I just heard. I wasn't gonna come on here tonight, but I heard a lot of bullshit, so I'm gonna clear it all the way up. Silverhawk,
okay.
I'm about to clear up what you just said. What you just said was some false information, and I'm gonna tell you why. Everything that Bobby does, you don't know about. So at the Galat, it was stipped that we had three cars, 5 on 25 apiece: ODB, 8-Ball, and Bigfoot.
Facts.
Now,
facts.
I'm about to keep it all the way 100 with you so you know the truth and not no lies. And if Bobby tell you some bullshit, he's lying to your face. And I would tell him to his face. He kept asking from Bigfoot the kick and the clear and all this other type of shit. He also told me and Rob that he needed to kick or clear from either one of us. He kept asking for that same thing. Come on, Rob. Come on,
facts.
Rob. Come on, Twan. And that's the
facts.
Truth about it behind it. So you know what I mean?
And what we
and
told
Rob
him is we would run all three. So just
hey, A-Ball, let the
man
talk, A-Ball.
Yeah, A-Ball.
Okay, we're telling him about walking all three.
Yes, it was all three on the same day, 5 on 25 apiece. That's why when all that stuff happened at Galat, we reacted the way we reacted because of what was said on his phone between me and Rob, and Marcus was on the phone on the other side too. That's what I'm saying. Some things you don't know, and I understand that. That's why, like, me and you had that conversation on the back lines between me and you. Got it. But a lot of things you don't know, and he has said this plenty of time to keep begging. He has done this. So what I'm saying to you is this. So the same time, and that was the other step. Oh, I don't want Bigfoot. I want Sweet and Low. And the whole time we have told him that Sweet Low is not going to be there. But he's so infatuated with Sweet and Low. But I promise you, when we get done with him with 8-Ball, he ain't going to want to go the fuck back out there. And whatever's left from what 8-Ball does to him, I'm going to run dick through him and turn it sideways and sprinkle jelly on top of it. So hear me clear. A lot of this shit said is because of the fuck what Bobby has said on the back lines. He ain't got to come on here and be a man and say anything because he's been hiding in the bushes since he paid deposit. That's the truth. But it doesn't matter how it is. Y'all's race is locked. It's cool. But I promise you, he put his driver in his fucking seat.
Antoine.
It doesn't matter.
Antoine.
Yeah.
Did you say you're going to sprinkle jelly?
Man, listen, I'm going to put my dick in it. ODB's going to put that dick in it, turn it sideways, and I'm going to put grape jelly all over top of his fucking head when I'm done with it. It's going to squirt grape jelly.
You're
going to
have peanut butter and jelly?
So the day that we locked the
listen,
race,
it ain't,
the day that,
no,
the piece
it's
that
just
Antoine
jelly.
Left out.
Watch this.
Piece.
I knew you were foodie.
Hey, you and your stepson
will
be on there talking
about he was also supposed to lock in.
Up,
he was supposed to lock in ODB for the same date.
And he quickly backpedaled on that, and he was supposed to lock in Bigfoot after that, and he quickly backpedaled on that. So when you say that he's
– Hold up.
Yeah.
That's what we're
when
saying.
You run that line of bullshit
don't
on Silverhawk, so you don't
that's
know that, Silverhawk. And that's where we're coming from with that. So Bobby has said that four or five times, and he has had none of the motherfucking checks. None
come
of
on, A-Ball. Come on, A-Ball. A-Ball. Come on, man. Come on, man. Please. Antoine. I'm talking about what's up? I'm talking about on the day of. I don't know what happened before that. I'm talking about the day of the conversation.
Listen,
that's what
I was
I'm talking
on the phone
about.
Off listen, I was on the phone off
I know
on
you
the day
was.
Before and the day of. But the whole time is what I'm telling you is you got a man that actually sits better than what 8-Ball does. And he's begging from a kick from somebody who sits beneath him. Like, that tells you already
right.
What type of shit is that. But I get the fact that it's the art of the hustle, and I'm not going against it. Okay, you got that one. I told Rob from the get-go, I don't like that shit because of the four balls he can leave. I don't like that shit. Because I already know what the fuck he's going to do with that. I already know what he's going to do. But that's not my issue. I still like 8-Ball in the fucking race. I don't like that shit. But it doesn't matter.
Because you know why,
Antoine? About that.
You know
and
why,
that's all
Antoine?
That I'm saying. And I'm going back
Long
on
the
Trick back.
No, don't go on mute. Don't
Trick
go on mute.
No, I'm not going on mute. I'm just saying I'm going on mute. I'm over here eating chicken wings and macaroni and cheese and everything, goddammit. I'm just back listening to y'all.
Let me ask you a question.
Where's the oxtails? Where's the oxtails?
Let me ask you a question.
I didn't do no oxtails today. It wasn't today because I was with my daughter all day for a graduation. Go ahead.
Oh, okay.
When y'all race somebody, right?
Mm-hmm.
Race one car. Why do a man got the order to race one? He got to race three of y'all. Answer that.
I got it, Rob. Because the stint was, this is what happened. When it came up closer to the date, and then you can ask Bobby. Bobby can open his mic. What happened was he told us that his nephew's wedding was the same day, same Friday as Galat. And this is what Bobby said. If I pay 8-Ball the $500, I will lock all three of y'all in on the same day for Memorial Day, 5/25 or better. That's what Bobby said. We're not saying it because we're trying to jump on him. That's what he said. So, okay,
but that
cool.
Was
that's
a week
what
after he locked the race in.
Now, 8-Ball,
so the week after he locked the race in,
Antoine.
Jesus fucking Christ, you're an idiot.
No, you're the idiot.
You're a fucking idiot. You.
You don't have no respect for other people to talk. You don't have no respect for other people to talk.
Excuse me?
Antoine.
I'm listening.
All right. I heard on the live feed one time, out of your own mouth, you say, Silverhawk, I know you're on here. If I get Bobby the race, all the way you allot me in, if I get Bobby to race you, right?
That was one of the last joint. Yeah, I said that Bobby locked me in, I'll run Silverhawk head up. Yes, I did. I said that.
On motor?
So here we go again, asking
no,
for multiple
no,
cars.
No, both y'all. No.
There you go.
Hey, Paul.
Let me do this, A-Ball.
No, you got to lock in,
A-Ball. Come on, now.
No.
Have the respect,
I'm
bro.
Listen, you come how you come, I'm coming how I come. I'm not undressing
way
I told you before. I'm not undressing. No. I done told you that. Head the fuck up, both of y'all. And I said it before
okay,
I said it.
Can we do it July the 30th?
I'm not July the 30th.
July
I'm not gonna be. I'm leaving July the 29th to go to Florida. I done told Bobby, told the whole world is. I'm going to Orlando or Miami for that weekend. Going to strip clubs and shit. I'm not coming back. I don't have plans as of right now. Hold on, listen. I'm about to tell you. I have no plans as of this moment to come out till after Labor Day. That's my plans.
Okay.
It's too fucking hot for this.
I'll talk
shit,
to you then. Okay.
Yeah, come
I'll
talk
to you then.
Now listen. Yeah. Can we lock both cars? And that's what I'm at. That's what I'm asking you. I'll talk to you. Fuck Bobby. Can we lock both cars in? Same way I said it on there.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yes. With your Mustang, your white Mustang, correct? That the car you're talking about?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Okay, cool.
Yes, sir.
Now let me ask you. Now listen, this is what I'm asking. I don't care about OG Bobby's car. I don't give a fuck about none. I'm not stipping him drivers. I'm not stipping none of this shit. All I'm saying, both cars heads up. That's all I'm asking.
That's it. Cool. I can make that happen. I can make that happen.
I appreciate it.
All right.
Okay.
Well, I got you on here, Antoine. Let me just ask you, is a deposit considered a race?
It depends on who I race at. How bad I want to mess their, fuck with their little emotions and shit. Because if a motherfucker I don't give a fuck about and I'm going to fuck with their emotions, that's a bitch, that's a race. I got your bread. You know what? I'm using a prime example, and I know y'all get ready to get on my ass. Because I know I did it, and I did it on here. I did it on Facebook. Same way I did with Tricky Ricky. The motherfucker, I can't stand his ass. So I always say, even though, yes, I know it was wrong, I'm just going to say, I got one on point.
Okay. Hold up now. Let me finish. CJ and you, what about that? Okay, that's fine. He got one up on me.
If he feels that type of way, cool. He got one up on me.
No, I'm just asking you. Do you consider that a race?
I'm just saying. All action.
I know. I'm asking you.
Listen. In all, this is what I'm trying to explain it to you. Just listen to me. In all actuality, a deposit is not a race. I'm trying to explain.
It's not a race.
But listen, would you let me finish?
Okay.
Listen, I'm giving you your answer. In all actuality,
okay,
no,
you can't.
Is not a race.
You know, I just want to ask you that.
I only use that shit to get up underneath a motherfucker's skin. That's all. But if CJ felt that way, okay, cool. He got two up on me.
I'm asking you.
I'm just saying. I mean, yeah, he got one.
No. It's my question. It ain't your question. I'm just asking you a question.
I'm saying,
you
I'm telling
answer.
You.
Yes.
He got two up on me. Yes.
Okay. No, I'm just wondering. Yeah. I'm just wondering if it's a double standard, you know?
No.
Just asking.
I mean,
no hard feelings. I just want to mess with you a little bit. You know,
no,
I got nothing.
You ain't messing with me at all.
Yes, sir.
God, too much.
Let me ask you this. Since the race didn't happen with those two cars with Bobby, can Bigfoot also get his run back also with OG Bobby? I'm just
there,
asking.
There you
I
go.
That's
what I'm saying. They would have put Bigfoot on it.
No. How? Because the man said all three cars. I'm just asking. I'm just asking. That's all. It's not wrong with asking a question.
Red Rock.
Interesting. Okay.
Is that considered a win? Is Red Rock considered a win? I think it is.
That's what Bruce Styles said, man.
That's a New York win. That's a New Jersey win, Red Rock. That's a New Jersey win, right? That would
here
call
you
that.
Go.
I'm not. I'm not saying to say Red Rock.
Hey, Tor, you know Rob's going to get up under y'all's skin, man. Hey, y'all.
That's a New Jersey win.
Now he keep repeating the New Jersey shit.
So if a deposit is an inconvenience fee, then Red Rock is a New York win. How about that?
Now,
how about this?
I'm done.
Northeast Philly.
I'm here.
Hey, Paul.
Yes,
I'm
sir.
Done.
I own
I
apologize
MV.
For calling you an idiot. How about that?
Hey, Silverhawk, I got to
yes,
ask
Silverhawk.
You a question.
I
just got a thing for LeBron over here. He's talking about run the truck at Mike Brown's event, 215.
We already talked. He already tested me that. He just tested me
that
about an hour ago.
So you didn't say nothing. You didn't answer him yet.
I did answer him. He already told him.
You going to do it?
What was the answer?
I already told him.
So you going to do it or are you doing it?
I might. It depends.
Let me pull him in here. Is this him now? Hold on, y'all. 470-4726, your mic is open.
Yeah, that's me, Joe. He ain't never, he said it was a new car. But if it's a new car, but you trying to lock everybody else in.
Now, what, you trying to run him with Bo Waki?
Yeah, I'm running with the truck.
Hold on. And how you trying to do it? How you trying to do it with Bo Watch? How you doing it?
I'm on gas.
Oh, you on gas?
I'm on motor. Yeah. What you going to give me?
What you want?
What?
Everything?
Nah, I can't do that.
Why you can't? You on gas. I know what gas do.
What do it do? So everybody trying to lock in, are you running on motor?
I'm on motor.
And that, I know that. So when you trying to run A-Ball and Antoine and all, and they on motor or they on gas?
Is what I'm trying to get out of. They on gas. We talked before. I said y'all run on motor. I run them heads up on motor.
What kind of adjusters you need on gas? I can't get you all three.
I need all three.
Oh, okay. You don't want to. Okay. That's Joe. I'm going back on mute, though.
Okay, thank you.
You don't take the gas off ever?
Uh-uh.
Okay.
I got gas. Who is that? Who said they got gas?
That was
I'm not entertaining, Sammy. I'm not entertaining, Sammy.
Hey, I just got a text message from Jason. He said they'll entertain you.
I bet they will. So now Malibu is still waiting to entertain them for 1-10 or better. Or 2-20.
Okay.
I'm just saying, it's a car that sit like no. I don't sit like no.
Oh, now tell me something. Are you driving a car for Craig when Mike Brown and him on the 30th?
Yeah.
Okay, so that race, is Craig going to be ready?
He said he is.
Okay, and what's that, 105 or what is it?
I think so, yeah. I think it's 105.
Okay, so that's on the 30th.
Yeah, that's Mike Brown event, right?
That's motor to motor there.
Yeah, motor to motor.
Okay.
All right. So, yeah,
somebody put it out there.
Yeah, I'm
driving. I know.
Yeah, I'm driving, and I think, I don't know who's driving Shirley, baby.
Oh, you
I'm
don't know who's
Mike
driving
Brown,
Shirley, baby?
I thought it was supposed to be Mike Brown and Craig race.
I thought it was Craig. I thought it was two races, Craig and Mike Brown.
Nah, I think they changed it.
So, call Mike Brown, see if he can pull them all three ways. Let me get this joke over here. We'll get to the bottom of this one, because they keep on going back and forth.
Yeah.
We'll make sure
it
is.
Craig paid the deposit. So, it's new negotiations, it looks like. Craig paid the $2,000 deposit.
Craig paid the $2,000 deposit.
Yeah, they changed the date.
No,
they didn't do that.
Deposit.
I heard they put it on the 30th.
Nah,
they put it on the
30th.
He let the deposit stay up.
Yeah.
No, let the deposit
stay up. If the race don't happen, then he loses the deposit.
Yeah.
Yo, great.
He
on.
Y'all should just get
Mike Brown.
Yo, what's up, boy?
Not much. I got LaRon on the radio. We on the radio right now. The race that you got against Craig, it is locked in for who does it matter who's driving?
Yeah, me and him got to drive. Yeah, girl, me and him got to drive. Yeah. Putting his ass in the hot seat, motherfucker. How y'all coming, Mike? He coming.
Both cars.
I'm coming small block on motor. He coming big block on motor. Both cars, stock suspension. He said he got 29s. I got 28s.
What is it, 1-5?
No, 1-10.
1-10.
Oh,
yeah.
1-10.
Yeah, 1-10.
Yeah.
8 mile. Okay. What else I'm forgetting?
That's some Jersey shit right there.
What's that?
Hey, and guess what? And Mike said he on 28, that man on 29. You see, 8-Ball, you can learn a lot from Jersey. That tires
and
you
coming small,
and they
I'm coming
to
and I'm coming small block. He coming big block.
Oh, damn.
Oh,
look up,
snap.
See that? Listen to that.
Hey, that's some
that.
Jersey shit hey. Right there.
I was asking for spots because you are an inch tall with tires. Right, come on.
Still looking for that platinum sponsor.
Hey, Mike Brown.
Yes, sir.
Mike
yes,
Brown.
Sir.
You remember what happened last time when we came to Capitol when I turned around and called the Civil Wars? And it was Long Island, New Jersey versus the
yeah,
DMV.
Beat the brakes off them boys out there. Beat the brakes off them boys out there.
Hey, Antoine, you heard that, right? Antoine?
And how long ago was that joke? How long ago was that joke?
Hey,
it doesn't matter.
Hey,
hold up.
Since you want to get personal now. Only 2 months ago, Long Island versus DMV asked Antoine what the outcome of how many wins we had and how many wins they had. They don't talk about the losses. That's a new thing I got to say. Talk about the losses. God dog. Badmouth Crew took a big loss.
Oh, wait a minute.
Some of the Badmouth Crew was in the air.
I had to twist your arm to get you to go out there with that race. I had to give you the credit.
You quit living there.
What grouch?
Hold up. I'm going to tell y'all something right now. When we went to the track, I was over on the side, and I made my little pass, and I ain't even think nothing about it, so I walked over to Antoine and truck over there.
Here
and
he comes.
His dad said, what are you waiting for? You ready? We ready. I said, okay, well, no problem. So it started out like a friendly bet. So if you twisted my arm, and now all of a sudden, y'all came up with more money.
I had to twist your arm because I told you let's go out there head up. You told me no, I can't live there. I said why not? We said something like each other. No, we don't. All right, Joe. You know what? You got the head up clear. Yeah, we can do that right now. Let's lock that in. But you wouldn't go
If you went for it, you went for it. Right or wrong? That ain't no twist.
Hey, Mike,
what do you think? Mike, I'm going
to
tell you something, Mike. Check this out, Mike. I'm at the track by myself. I'm by myself, me and my wife together, right? But, you know, we had some other people with us. But basically, I was betting my son and nothing. So he said, his father said, I said, how much are you running for? He said, $5,000. I looked at him like, huh? Damn. I said, nah, we got some more, though. We got 500. So I said, all right, cool. I bet him 500, right? So now I got to bet another 500 side, right? Now I pull a car in the lane over there like I'm supposed to. I'm standing on the side. All of a sudden, the guy walk over to me and say, yo, man, damn, y'all got the money up already? I said, yeah, the bet's already up. Said, man, I wanted to bet 500. I said, what you want to say? You know, I said, they might got more, whatever. He said, no, I'm with them. I said, oh, you ain't got to go nowhere. Here's the 500. I give him another 5. Hey, Antoine, I tell you. So, you know what? They had a couple more. My son looked at me. My oldest son was with me. My oldest son looked at me. He started digging in his pocket. So that's the only twisted arm I got. He started digging. I started digging. I said, well, we just going to get whatever out of our pocket and say, hell with it. We're going to run. Either we're going to lose or win. Next thing you know, I'm going to tell you the twisted arms was I had two bartenders. I had Marcus had to serve my drink, and the other one had to cook my food. DJ spinning the wheel of steel over there. Tell the whole thing now. Am I right about that?
Somebody still
got to serve me a platter of food the next time I see him. A platter. I'm going to sit down there and eat. And have Antoine, he got to have that napkin around his, arm and
shit
when he comes to me.
You going to put him in a Hooters outfit? You going to put him in a Hooters outfit?
I'd rather have a butler outfit, have the handkerchief over his arm and shit when he comes and serve me. I want to make sure, I don't care what it is he serve me. We're going to find out if his food any good or not, so I'm going to see what he got. And I got the bartender. The soap is at the end. See, I'm going to wash my hand. Then I'm gonna give
I don't know nothing.
He know what he got to do.
I gotta give him half and the other one half.
I don't know nothing about no.
You gonna know about it after that? We'll be calling you Bubbles. We gonna call you Bubbles now. Bubbles.
We bring that Malibu down there. A little GM head Malibu all motor, small block, top suspension, all steel, all glass. They got anything in the DMV that want to do something with it?
Well, they got a Camaro, but they pick and choose it. They ain't never seen it run before. They don't like to run people. Antoine?
They ain't
seen it. Antoine?
You talking about
the
everyday, driving street car?
I wouldn't say that, no. I don't know what they're doing, what the plan is, because that's the same weekend as Marcus' birthday party. So I honestly don't know what they're
okay,
doing.
Okay, I'm going to put this out. How about this here? I'm going to show you something. How about I'll take Phil Chuck and run EJ on the 30th, or I'll run him on the 6th. You take either one of those days and run him out the back door with him. How about that?
Well, hold on.
Either they pick their day. How about that? They were picking on Cliffy. I'll take Phil Chuck and tell run their heads up. Let's try it. All steel, all glass, all metal. Ain't nothing on it. And a 750 carburetor. No Dominator.
Yeah.
They're picking on Cliffy again.
Man, listen,
yeah,
they
done hung the phone up. Look. They hung the phone up. They
we'll
done
swallowed
the Listerine and done died over there.
They don't want no problems, Mike. They don't want no problems.
We'll push it up on Cliff. If Cliff don't want to do it, we'll take his place.
There you go, Long Island. You think somebody was running? There you go.
What's up, man?
Hey, we'll try you with my little son's little truck. All steel, all glass, 750 carburetor. We try you heads up, try a little something. Either way, 8 mile or a quarter, whatever, we try something.
What event?
Whatever date you want. You said you pick the date, whatever. The 30th of July or the 6th of August, either one.
Man, we're going to have to do something 6th of August, yo, because the 30th of July is Marcus' birthday and all that, man.
Okay.
Hey,
no problem. I know the Bad Mouth crew, you know. I don't know what's happening with Antoine. He been reneging on bets, so, you know. Yo, people, we got to put
soap
in his mouth.
Oh, shit. Oh, my God.
Mouth, you got to feed the people. He ain't did that yet.
The same way you said, I got a $500 side bet with you with Baby J runs. You stop that line, Joe. Stop that.
Oh, I'm not Baby J.
I have no problem with trying something, man. I don't care.
I'm not going to lie to you. Baby J, I'm going to run Baby J with my Corvette. I'm going to run it. I'm not going to lie to you.
Shit.
I'm going to run it. I'm going to try Baby J. And Baby
Who's
J, look, if Baby J come on the 30th, I run him there.
You ain't going to run Baby J, though. You'll be running Brandon.
Who Brandon?
That's his driver.
It
don't matter.
Yeah,
they gonna call it pebbles
car,
anyhow,
man.
So it don't matter. It gonna be pebbles. It used to be called stone. Now it's called pebbles. We gonna run it anyhow. I'm gonna call my car Bam Bam. That's what I'm gonna call that Corvette. Bam Bam.
Are you gonna go to him, Izzy?
I'm gonna try. I'm going to have fun. I ain't docking nobody. Everybody on here know. Everybody, them guys in Jersey, Mike Brown will tell you, they come out, when they say they're going to run, they're going to try somebody. They ain't no ifs, ands, buts about it.
Yeah,
we ain't dragging all the way up to have no car show.
Yeah,
we coming out there, we don't want no car show. We want to try somebody.
Yes, sir.
So I'm willing to go ahead and go out there, whether win or lose, you know. You ain't
yeah,
getting
what time
you
going to do all this shit?
That's how I look at it.
Hey, Joe.
What
time you want to do it August 6th?
You give me a time. It don't matter.
I like coming off trailer for real.
Listen. I'm just being real about it. Y'all think I'm scared to come off the trailer?
I'm not saying you're scared. I'm not saying you're scared.
Anything like 5 or 6
5 or 6 o'clock, we'll come up the trailer. Fair enough?
I can't do that because I got Cliffy at 4.
Oh, okay. So
you
what
I'm saying? Yeah, I got Cliffy at 4.
You know what? We come up the trailer. How about this here? We'll come up the trailer at 3 o'clock.
Yeah, we can do that. Ain't no problem with that.
All right. So what do you want to lock in for?
Man, we can do 2 on 5. It don't matter.
Yeah, Antoine. Where Antoine at? Because me and him got a side bet every time we... Every time I run Baltimore, Maryland, we always do a side bet. Antoine.
Right there. You ain't
got to
worry about that.
No, we got Fat Albert here. We going to call it now. Because you like to renege on the
bet.
Right,
let's do our normal $20. It's locked. Let's do our normal.
20? How you going back up to 20? We
what you?
Come on now. You going to run Baby J. We were saying Baby J. We're going to run for 5. We're betting the normal 5.
Oh, I didn't even bet no $500 on Baby J. Stop that lying, Joe. Stop
that. You said you got 5 on Baby J when you run the Corvette.
Man, no, that is not what the hell I said.
What did you say there? You didn't say $5?
It's $5.
No, you didn't say, you said 5. You meant, you know what you meant. Cut that out.
100, at least 100.
Listen, at least 100. Yeah.
Hold on, right quick, Antoine. Don't we run into the 8th, right?
Back door.
Whatever you want, you tell me.
Man, we going to the 8th. I'm going to keep everything to the 8th for that weekend.
All right. That's good.
Yeah, I'm going to keep everything to the 8th.
All right, we do that. And where 8 ball at?
Oh, shit.
Up here.
Okay, 8 ball, we keep betting the side bet. You know how you be betting me, too, so we going to bet.
What you want?
I don't know. You tell me how much this side bet you want.
200.
Okay.
Lock.
He got more nuts than you, Antoine. They call you.
It's crazy because the whole time you've been betting $20.
Look, it's Silver Hawk called them small balls, OG Bobby called them small balls. So now you don't got dogs, and you got balls.
Well, Silver Hawk was looking bad when he said that.
OG Bobby told him, what's his name?
He
meant
to say OG
Albert.
Bobby.
Yeah, he said it. OG Bobby said it, Carl.
Joe, check your mic.
I'm telling you, OG Bobby said it.
Man, we're not worried about no OG Bobby. I'm trying to tell you, by the time we get done with his ass, he can have quadruple frames. Fuck on us.
You know what? By the time he gets done with that motherfucker, I will own a Malibu with a big block in it.
Oh, shit.
He'll sell me that fucking car and say, please don't ever call me again. I'll never see you at the racetrack.
Say that again?
Fat
Albert, you got that, right? Where's Fat Albert at?
Got what? Right here.
You got that race?
What race is this?
On August 6th, I guess we're going to run him just at 3 o'clock.
Where is this race going to be at?
That's at Bush Creek, that one. He's going to do that one at Bush Creek. I was trying to get him to come on the 30th, but it is what it is. We're going to come right back down the road. You got it?
Oh, I missed it. No, what is it? We're
going to run him off the trailer. What do y'all call that car? What do you call it?
Doc Holliday.
Doc Holliday and Cookie Monster.
Doc Holliday versus Cookie Monster.
Doc Holliday.
Uh-huh.
All right. What's the stiff?
Heads up.
Heads up, motor to motor. 8 mile, right? Right, Doc?
Yes, sir.
Hey, Doc.
What's up,
heads up, motor to motor, right?
What time?
Yes,
what time?
Motor to motor.
Yeah, 3 o'clock.
3 o'clock.
Track rules.
Yes, sir.
How much y'all running for?
2 on 5.
He said 5. And then you got 8 ball. He got another 2 on the side. He betting 2. And then Antoine. I don't know.
Because that old man up there in New York kind of shaky.
You gotta ask Antoine what he want to bet. I don't know what he want to bet.
500.
He says.
I tell you what. Since you just asked again, $5. $5 $1 bill.
This motherfucker here.
Yeah, let me tell you. You know shit with
this.
Yeah, I'm gonna bring my grandson along.
Hold on, Joe. So it's Doc Holliday versus Cougar Monster. Heads up, motor to motor at 3 o'clock. Track rules, 2 or 500. So it's locked?
Yes, it's locked.
Okay, it's locked.
Make sure you tell Eight Ball because Eight Ball get amnesia. You know he's a little old now.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Hey, A-Ball.
Damn, he called me A-Ball. Old. I got called no
A-Ball.
Guns.
A-Ball.
I got
A-Ball.
Called
A-Ball.
Look,
hold on. I'm going to show you something. I'm going to show you how I'm going to get down.
God,
you turn
man,
that shit
I've
off. We're going to go right back out there and run you two.
I've been called a bad motherfucker. I don't run no motor. I'll give you all three things and spray it to the eighth.
We can't do that.
See, you don't want to race.
No, you don't want to race. We gonna run you. We gonna turn around, turn it up. Y'all both trucks.
Hold on. So you basically want him to run you, run that truck with a motor converter versus a truck with a nitrous converter, Joe. Come on, man. You trying?
He ain't got no race that day. Let him do like you and put a nitrous. Motor converter in there. Come on out there, and run.
I tell you, you know what? I'm gonna shut up.
But go ahead, say. Don't be scared. Go for it.
Is Cookie Monster wants to smoke?
With what?
Me.
Is you gonna come on motor?
That's a good race.
And I'm not giving no spots before you ask.
No, I'm
That's
saying you
race.
Gonna come on motor?
If I come out there for that day, I'll come on motor. What would you do?
I'm saying you're going on small block on motor. No, listen to me. Are you coming small block on motor?
I don't know what I'm coming with. I'm coming.
Yeah, I can't
with
run
you.
No big block. I'm just asking. If you just say you're coming small block on motor, I'm going to do something crazy. How about that?
Well, ain't going to be no race.
Mm.
I don't know what I'm coming with.
What are you
going to
do crazy? Lock
I'm not asking nothing else. Now, I want to hear this here Baltimore or whatever that.
I just said I wasn't going out there for I wasn't going to go back out there until Labor Day. But tell Cookie Monster to jump out there with me head up.
If you say small block, I'm not going to say no. I know we can't run no. You know, that's like I said, we ain't going out of our league. We don't mind trying things, but we ain't. We gonna do something, just make something fair to make it right.
That's
what I tried
it's
to
fair.
Do, but that you couldn't
two
do
S10,
that.
Two S10s. That's as fair as it's gonna get for you.
If one got a big block and one got a small block in, that ain't no race. Come on, bro.
I don't know nothing. I don't know nothing about nothing.
Beep, beep.
I got a Mustang on motor.
I don't know what
it don't care what you got. Motor to motor.
Ooh.
That truck. Now say something.
Got
I got somebody on here right now that'll say something to you right now. Go ahead, say it.
This is only for you and you only.
I bet you be quiet now.
I ain't gotta be quiet.
Don't call.
I'm coming to you. Do you want some get back?
If you come, hold on. I'm gonna make it clear for you, cause I know what 8-Ball said about you already.
Hey,
You're a little special. 8-Ball told me earlier today, and everybody can tell you, you're in a special room. I'm going to say it real slow
yeah,
to you.
He is in a special
if
club.
If you come, Marvel Block, we're going to do something. That's all.
I don't know how I'm coming. I'm coming ODB.
Okay. So that's why he's told me
Wait, listen.
He said that you were a little special, so that's why we just had to make sure. So if you want us to turn around, you want to open the hood, and we can tell you right away what you got, if you got a small block.
Ain't nobody looking.
We can't do it then.
We can't do nothing like that.
Listen, he said motor to motor. I got no problem buying something, Rob. You know what?
I could pay EJ's funk out. We can go out the back door.
Nah, EJ already locked in. You don't worry about him. We're gonna run with EJ.
We're gonna run EJ whether we win or lose.
If we lose, we still coming back out and run you. That's the difference between us. And
okay.
that bad mouth.
See, mm-hmm. yeah, I like that.
Bad mouth like guarantee shit. You know, whether we win or lose, we going back out there and run the next one. That's the difference. Yeah, see how those Maryland guys are? Them all? Oh, they ain't Maryland. They ain't considered Maryland. What y'all consider? Baltimore?
I'm 410.
Where you from? Where you from?
410.
No, I'm saying, where you from? Where you from, Antoine?
I'm from Maryland.
Yeah, what part of Maryland? There's two sides. I know they said something.
I'm the Eastern Shore. 410. 410.
Okay,
yes, sir.
See, that's the difference of how they are. They're a little scary for y'all, so just remember when you talk to
them. How am I scary? I'm telling you, lock in.
I'm just telling you, look. We run 1 car to 8 mile, and I'm just willing, to go ahead. I'll do 8 mile and quarter. It don't matter to me. I'll do
okay.
both races for real.
How about this then, Joe? So I've been dying to spray my truck a quarter mile.
Good
so I'll
God.
Give you everything in drag racing to the quarter mile.
No,
the spray.
Hold on. Listen. I'm gonna give you an eight ball back.
I broke my
hold
shit
on.
Up
listen.
Chasing you.
Hold on. You come. Hold on. I'm gonna tell you something right this year. I'm gonna give you one better than that.
Tell me.
You said you come in 23, right?
Write it down. Let me get my pen. Say what?
Okay. You come in 23 degree, right?
Yes.
23 stop block or whatever you say. That's how you sit. What you said all the time, right? Am I right?
Yeah. Ain't nothing changed.
Stop block. You come 23 stop block. You come 23 stop block. You gonna go out the back door?
Yeah.
Motor to motor.
No.
No, I'm gonna make it right. You tell me what you need to make it right.
No, I can't go motor to motor against your car. Because I'm not complaining.
No, I'm not talking about me. I'm talking about my little son's still truck.
I know. It's faster.
We're going to make it right. We're going to try to do something.
I'll give you all three.
No. I don't want none. I'm not going
to
never run a Nitrous car. I'm not going
to
lie to you.
I sure can't wait for Little Wonder to come back to shut Joe up. I sure can't wait for Little Wonder to come back here. We can slide down through
him. I know, right?
God.
Good.
Yeah, baby, I know, right? I know.
Well, meanwhile, okay. Well, at least EJ up there holding up the camp, so that's all. We gonna run EJ, so heck with you. The other two ain't got no. What you call them?
No,
OG?
We got no heart.
They say little
no
balls
heart.
And.
Little balls and window
hey,
liquor.
Little balls and cue balls. That's what we call them.
Marcus, you can't open up. You can't open up Marcus' mic, can you, Joe?
Huh?
Joe, can you open up Marcus' mic? Marcus' mic, can you open up his mic?
Oh,
I know
what
that
means.
I doubt it.
If he can't tell him, call me.
No, you have to hit him in.
Mark, call me.
Let me put this thing up to my knees.
We running EJ. The race is locked in. We locked. I don't want to hear no shit. Mark is going to try to save everybody all the time. So it's locked. It's locked. Done deal. Cliffy locked in with them and Phil locked them. They're going to try. And listen, give me until.
Cliffy's done.
Like
done.
I told you.
Cliffy's done.
Next Tuesday. Let me see. Next Tuesday, I'm going out there. I just got to make sure everything is straight. No. Next Saturday. See, after next Saturday, I'll call y'all and I lock that Pebbles thing in. I'll definitely run that Pebbles thing. I'll try it.
Or hurry up.
I'm out there. I'm,
we're
going to have fun with it. That's all to it. That's all.
I'm going to hit your pocket.
Devils win, I win, it don't matter. If DJ win, it don't matter. We're going to run.
I'm going to hit your pocket.
Hey, evening time, gentlemen. What's happening?
What up, fam? What up?
Oh, man. Everything's good. I hear y'all getting it in on here tonight.
Yes, sir.
He trying to.
Hey, somebody been hitting my inbox and commenting on posts about Bigfoot lately. They say they want some get back. And the name start with an E and end with a P. I just want to know if he's going to be there at Labor Day race. He can get that.
Do you mean
get in contact with him?
Period?
EPP period. He pees when he on his period.
Oh,
hold on. His name brings out electrified pussy. Is that what you try to tell
yeah,
me?
Yes. You gotta listen. And you know how? You know how when you hit a bitch with a stinger? I mean, with a shocker. His legs start tightening up and shit. That's what they do. That's what they call it. That's what they do. When I make them pee pee.
So that's that tie.
Yeah. So yeah.
So I can't be talking like that on EP. So you gotta get EP on.
Listen,
here. You gotta defend yourself.
I'm not bullying. He said,
hey, Mike Brown,
what, this weekend?
Here?
Yeah. Oh, no, he said Memorial Day. He said Labor Day weekend.
Hey, Mike, call EP. Okay.
Hey, but this is what I got to say, though, for this weekend, Rob.
What's that?
Anything out of Jersey coming to the beach this weekend got the 1-1.
Good God almighty.
Oh, shit.
Yes.
Anything out of New Jersey. How about
anything.
That white Mustang up there? You know that white Mustang?
That weak motherfucker got the 1-on-1, that New York shit. That's what that means, right?
The New York Southeast Philly. Yeah.
The New York 1-on-1.
Here we go.
Yeah. That's what that weak motherfucker got.
I don't think he's I
hope somebody don't like
him. Because you know what? He'd rather speak on somebody else's car.
There you go.
Huh? Let me come out there.
Hey, Mr.
Are you giving Sammy the 1-on-1? Hold up, Sammy coming out there, you want to give him the 1-on-1?
Oh, listen.
I'm coming, I'm getting the 1-on-1.
What happened, Mike?
I like that.
Listen, Marcus, fuck Sammy. I'm calling about my man EP. He been inboxing me. He said he wanted to get some
get
back. Listen, man.
You mean
Sammy, shut up. I'm talking to EP. I come on the line. Antoine, move my mic, cause I ain't got time for this dumb motherfucker. he just wanna come on the show and be a clown all goddamn day. He ain't racing nobody. I ain't got time for fucking him.
He's gonna race you with the 1-on-1.
All right,
did
he
you
got it.
One?
Listen, he got it off the trailer at 8:00 in the morning. Let's get it. I'm sick of y'all. All right then. But listen. I'm trying to get at EP. EP, hello, Miss Period. How you?
Hold up. Wait, 8:00 in the morning?
You know, Marcus, I've been thinking about
Joe, you can make that happen,
lately.
Joe, you can make that happen.
We can make that happen.
Tell Joe make it happen then, Mouse.
No, the track can't crank the cars up until
hey,
after 10, so yeah, it ain't going
to
happen. We're going to the street.
Hey, listen, I want to talk to Miss Period. EP.
Hey, yeah, I'm here. What's up?
You said you wanted that action back with it when you
yeah,
is available.
Yeah,
I heard
listen,
you was
listen,
available.
Listen. All that
no,
lip hustling.
I heard.
We ain't got to do all that lip hustling. You heard what I said. I ain't got to do. You know what I said. I take 1-on-1.
All
yes.
Right.
You beat the brakes off me. What's up?
You heard
what I
said.
You beat the brakes off
me. I take
1-on-1.
But you didn't say that in the inbox.
Oh, you're lying, bro. Don't do that. Don't do that. We bigger than that.
No.
I said you just beat the brakes off me. I said I'll take 1-1. You said hell no. Look at your inbox. Look at your inbox before you get up there and start lying now. Look at your inbox.
Listen, I tell you what. You listening?
You
got the 1-1. You listen. You got the 1-1, but you can't leave till I leave. Yes, you got it. You can't leave till I leave, though.
You even lost your motherfucker.
Huh?
Hey, Mike, he must have been the Alpine, Mike. He must have been the Alpine.
He must have been in Newark
at the gambling hall with us.
Hey, I've seen that race happen before, is what I'm telling you. I've seen that race happen before.
No,
so
we've seen it happen, too.
Up here in North.
We've seen it happen, too. Matter of fact, Clutch gave us James Robbins, and he gave us 10, and we let him leave first, and that's the worst thing we ever did in our life.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
all right, I tell you what.
Ten cars, and they left first, and that was the worst thing we ever did in our life.
Hey,
right,
PP,
I tell you what.
Top that shit. You know what the worst thing you ever gonna do in your life is? Is let Bigfoot give you the 1-1, and then you give 8-Ball the 1-1.
Good. Got him. There you go. I tell you what, EP.
You
I tell you what. Let's go ahead and do that. Let's lock in two races. I'm gonna give you the 8. I'm gonna give you the 1-1, but you got to give 8-Ball the 1-1.
Now, 8-Ball on this phone. I'm sick of
I'm sick of you already.
He's walking around looking like Gilligan from Gilligan Island. I'm on.
It don't make a fuck what I'm looking like. I'm gonna drag your ass.
Let's get it.
Hey, you heard what I said, 8-Ball? I'm on your
head.
That's my man. Rob, my man, though. I like Rob.
I like you too. That's
what
I'm
looking
for.
Hey, so listen, how that sound? How that sound? That sound good to you?
What if I give you give me 1-1, and then I turn around and get 8-Ball 1-1?
Yeah.
I'm gonna put the same stuff A-Ball did. I ain't getting involved in all that. But listen, But listen, you gonna give me 1-1, and I got to turn around and get 8-Ball 1-1.
Yeah,
correct.
How much?
5 on 2,000 or better.
Each race.
Both races?
Yes.
Yeah.
Nah, I put 500 on yours and 300 on 8-Ball because you beat breaks off me again. I'm gonna get that deposit up. I ain't gonna lie to you.
God,
I just found my platinum sponsor
in New Jersey.
I know, 8-Ball. All right, I tell you what.
Y'all heard what I said?
All right. They heard you. Listen, we'll do that. Race ready, at like 2 o'clock?
I ain't gonna do that.
Listen.
Are you scared?
Yeah, good. What time you want to race? All right, hold on. What time you want to race, EP? Maybe we come together on a race, on a time.
You tell me. I mean, I don't want to run 8-Ball. I don't want to race. Don't worry about it. I'll be there. We coming through the gate.
Wait. I tell you what. Nah, listen. You made me mad. I tell you what. You give 8-Ball that race first. You listening? You give 8-Ball his race first, and me and you gonna do the race right behind 8-Ball, but the deposit gotta be a thousand deposit or better, and you and 8-Ball can do the 300 or whatever.
Nah, I'm not doing that. Suppose that goddamn wreck my car or anything, man.
Well, I ain't gonna take your money if you wreck.
You know what I'm saying? If I break my car, my motor blow, and something happens,
listen.
You know what I mean? My motor, if I hurt my motor, just going to say, I need that.
So you're going to tell me you're going to try to blow your shit up to run my slow-ass street truck?
Hey, Joe Gray,
you should be able to run that man on motor. Don't you, dragon hands you got on top of that big motherfucker.
Hold on. I'm sick of you, 8-Ball. Hey, Mike Brown, you going down there? You taking Shirley Baby down there?
We ain't talking about no Shirley Baby and all this other extra shit.
Nah. This is my big brother. Don't start going in the bushes. Don't start that.
We're talking about you. You know why I'm talking to you.
Hey, hold up. We ain't got to use Shirley Babies for that. We'll try to A-Ball with that Malibu. He let us give us a little something where he can shoot that knife.
What Malibu? What Malibu?
Big Red's Malibu, the Burgundy Malibu, and the Fly with the little all-steel, all-glass Malibu.
Nah, we ain't giving you nothing. That car run real good on motor. We ain't giving you
shit.
Man,
that car had a big block. We got a small block.
We got a small block. We were here to fuck
y'all
up.
On motor?
Hey, go get some gas there. Get in, grab in the floor and get some more.
Right, listen, we're going to come with some gas, and I don't want to hear shit. We're going to come with some gas, and I don't want to hear shit.
Okay. Well, lock in then. Go ahead. Let's go ahead and get it locked.
Huh?
Yeah,
he said, "Go ahead and get a lot." Hey, Mike, go ahead and skin this guy.
The car with gas on ain't ready yet.
Mike Brown, listen. Man, this is fuck Cliff. Cliff is on EP or Long Island Joe level. We ain't worried about no goddamn Cliff. We talking about you now.
You put Cliff on my level.
Cause you come in. EP and Long Island Joe.
Hey, Mike,
that's what Cliff level.
That's why I'ma skin him.
Yeah.
Hey, Mike, that's why I'ma skin him. And I told him and I told his father.
Hey.
I'm going to skin them because they have my money working in the tobacco field. I'm going to skin them.
All I tell you is skin me with a sharp knife, not a motherfucking dog knife, goddammit. I like potatoes.
I'm
going to
skin you
raw.
With a machete.
Now.
I'm going to skin
cut
you with
a fucking straight razor.
I ain't
going to
have
baby.
A little dagger.
Cut me
I
with a
straight
razor,
goddammit. I ain't going to have a little dagger where you can put the...
Hey.
I ain't going to have a little dagger where you can stop the bleeding with your hand. I'm going to have something that you going to need.
Don't be having one of those dull-ass nights like Long Island Joe be having to cut them cakes and shit that they can barely fly through the butter.
Hey, listen, that's why the A-Mike. They the bad mouth crew. A-Mike, you gotta see him. See, you was with your lady, Mike.
A-Ball, talk that shit to
they
him.
They talk so slick. The reason why I ran them because of my wife. My wife said, yo. If you don't make sense,
no, the
I'm
reason you
get in
scared
that car.
Is because at breakfast your wife said that motherfucker beat the brakes off of you. That's why you scared.
Hey,
if you lose the first time, he's gonna make you walk home.
Hey Mike, my wife said, "What you want to eat?" And then she gonna say, "You know he beat the brakes off you, right?"
God damn.
Then my daughter gonna come in the bedroom, Mike. And Mike, then my daughter gonna come and say, "Yeah, Daddy, he beat the brakes off you."
EP, I ain't letting Joe Gray off the hook either. What'd you say?
You coming to Lion, Tigers, and Bears?
Yeah, I'm coming.
You want to do something with an all-glass, all-steel Mustang?
Who's that talking?
Drew Brown.
Who's that talking, Mike?
I inboxed you a picture of that. I mean, I ain't trying to ghost call you now. You want to see what it look like. I mean, ain't no things. 28, all glass.
Hey, Drew Brown, first you got to ask him, is he bringing his car? Because you just asked him when he coming.
I'm bringing my car.
Bring your car?
If anything, I'm bringing my car, yes. So can we lock something in there?
I ain't trying to kill you. We could do something small, you know what I'm saying, 215, 300,000. I got all glass, all steel Mustang.
I
seen your
listen,
picture.
Listen. Hey, Marcus, I'm coming. Drew
here
Brown,
come.
Coming.
Here it come.
And
here it
ain't no here it come.
Well, listen,
I'm
let's lock
coming,
in. Listen, listen, listen. Well, let's just lock in a little $100 there.
I don't have to lock in anything. I'm coming. And
oh,
I'm
going
to be tapping jokers on their show. Fuck. Yo, you can't tell me I got locked in my money.
No,
you
I'm just,
I mean,
just keeping it, you know, keeping it a bag. Oh, we just put up more $100.
That's fine.
If
we
you
can,
say $100,
that
you know.
That's fine. I'm good with
I'm
that.
Not, listen,
I mean, you know where
listen,
to find
you. Hey, Marcus, you, how far you live from that track?
3 hours, three and a half. Three and a half.
Mike, well, I'm, hey, Mike, how far we live from that track? Got some T's. Hey, Mike.
Mike Brown, he can't speak. He got
nah,
he got some spaghetti in his mouth or something. He got
nah,
some spaghetti
Mike,
in his
Mike,
mouth
Mike,
right
Mike,
now.
Mike, we
I
think
just last night, man. I ain't got it right now.
Where's that off?
Hey, Mike.
Where's that boy
hey,
with that
hey,
mouth?
Hey, Mike, how long did it take us to get
what, I'm
to that track?
Like 4 hours, probably. 3.5, 4 hours.
Damn, y'all the same
so,
as us.
Nah,
man. You know me. You got to be longer than I know them guys.
No,
than
it took us. And
no.
I got my wife and my daughter. You know, they like to stop and eat and go to the bathroom, all that. Us men, we get out just on the side of the road, keep rolling. You know what I'm saying? The women can't do
yeah,
it.
Yeah, but I mean, Marcus and them got to be closer. They got to be closer.
We
ain't closer,
closer, bro.
No,
not
we
really.
Got to
be
but
closer
listen,
than
for real.
Man,
hey,
listen.
Joe?
Yeah.
Hey, Joe. Joe, you bring anything down there?
When?
This weekend for Taylor's Brace, long time.
No,
fast.
I'm gonna go pick up my car. I gotta go pick up my car. They know. Everybody know I'm gonna get my car. I'm just trying to see if I get back
okay.
in time. I gotta go pick up my car.
Where's Jordan stay? They say you got a guest pass if you come.
Yeah, I just
where that red
I bought myself a Father's Day gift. I gotta make sure I'm back by Father's Day, that's all.
Okay. Hey, Mike Brown. Mike Brown on here?
Yeah, you on here.
If
where
I'm
Big
here,
Rascal
Mike,
at?
If I'm here, Mike on here. What's up?
Hey, Mike Brown, y'all bringing the Malibu this weekend?
Bringing what?
Is y'all bringing the Malibu this weekend? Yeah.
I don't know. We might, man. We might. I got to talk to the fellas, man.
Man, y'all must got a chicken farm over there. That's a lot of motherfucking mice running on them goddamn chickens. Mice grow on chickens'
right.
ass, man. Goddamn, what the fuck y'all got going on all this
man,
mice?
I got to make sure my boys come down there, man. Like we got only a half hour away from the
day. They told me.
What you got for that Malibu?
Eight ball.
Hey, Mike, we got to
yes.
get him, Mike. I'm sick of him, Mike. What you want to do? What eight ball want to do?
With that red Malibu on the flyer, off the trailer,
yeah.
First pair down the pass.
Let's get busy.
Track goes
man,
hot as
one
which one you talking about? You said red car off the trailer.
How,
you talking
how,
about?
How you
talking
want
about,
to run, A-ball? How you want to run?
Hold up, Joe.
Yeah, but then you said
look,
the red
look.
One. That's what you just said.
1 o'clock.
Oh,
the one on the flyer. You want to talk to me a little while
again?
Ago? The red one.
Motor to motor? Motor to motor?
No. No.
Well,
I'll give
you
the back
you
car.
Shoot, we're going to be on motor.
He telling you he'll give you, he telling
yes.
you give you a spot?
What are you going to give him?
Back car. But this is what I'll tell you, though. It's got to be the first pair down the track.
Oh, you want me to spray?
No, you
hey,
you
Mike,
ain't going to
spray.
Spin.
You want motor. Man, shit. You ain't going to spin.
Well,
that man that bought 10 drums
well,
of damn.
Yeah, y'all be at
spin,
this
man.
Track every day.
Yeah, man, ain't
here,
at track
here
like
you
that.
Go.
Ain't
track
if you race,
on.
listen. If you race block and go on mute.
Right.
You said the red Malibu, right? You said the red Malibu.
Yeah.
Okay.
What red
on the flower.
Mike Brown.
Mike
Brown.
Yeah, Mike Brown's fire. That's the red Malibu. That's true.
Red
the burning one.
That's
true.
That's Burgundy. And
the motor car, Drew.
They put my name on it.
Whatever. It's the motor car. So how about this? Hold on. I'll try logging a race. You want to race first pair down the trailer, I'll give you the back tire or not. Either yes or no, Red Rock or fuck it.
Nah, we'll do that first pair off the trailer. Shit, I don't do that.
Second pair.
The second pair. What difference do it make if it's the first? You talking about you want me to come off the
third
trailer
pair
and run down the track, right?
Yeah, man, because your own motor almost break. You didn't want to race anyway. All right, thank you.
Hey, Mike, don't worry about it. I'm going to race.
He didn't
want to
race.
Mike, don't worry about it.
He didn't want to race.
Man, somebody do that race. I'll never run off the trail. I'll never do that shit. Never, ever. I don't give a damn if I move on ice. I ain't never doing it.
Are you scared?
But anyway,
are you scared?
You got nitrous. I'm on motor, but I'm scared.
You are scared.
You ain't trying to do nothing. You got nitrous. I'm on motor, but I'm scared.
All right, I'll give you the back tire and the brake. That's all you get.
Uh-oh.
First pair down.
Mike, we got to go out there.
That's all you get.
Hey, Mike, we got to go out there. For that little punk ass y'all love, I got half. I got 500 of it.
Back tire and the brake? God damn, hold on.
Hey, Mike, we going out there, Mike. We going the fuck out there.
You hear this shit, Marcus?
Mike,
I got to count the $5 bills and see if they can come up.
Hey, hold on. How much you want to do that for? Hey, Ball, how much you want to do that for?
Still
hey, Ball, how much you want to do that for?
He said we got to count $5 bills. He said 1,000.
Hey, Ball, how much you
want to
do that for?
If you would listen, I said 1,000.
1,000?
First
hey, Mike, what you want to do, man?
$5 bills
in that. Hey, Mike, you'll do $1,500.
Now I'll give you 2 spots, and then now you want more money. Man, y'all get out of here. Y'all ain't want to race.
See, that's why they shake you. That's why they
Marcus, Mike done race for decent money.
He better go to fucking YouTube, man, if you don't know who I am.
Yeah, Mike done race for money, Marcus.
I don't give a fuck about
that. They race for money. They race for decent money.
I ain't seen a race that one motherfucking time this year. So what the fuck are you talking about? Talking about they run for decent money, but they ain't ran for nobody.
Well,
No, we didn't race this year.
I'll tell you what. I'll race for a million dollars, but goddamn, when it's time to race, I'm going to race you for whatever I want.
Fuck you talking about?
That's why we said we're locked up if we want to.
I'll give you a motor car, everything in drag racing for 1 on 300. How about that?
Uh-oh. $300, you said?
Yeah.
Hey, Joe, man, good night, man.
You don't even want to race, man. See what I'm talking about? Y'all, we can't go to New Jersey.
Hey, Rob, back tire for a thousand, first pair.
That's it. Hey,
Mike Brown.
I thought they'd do something. Hey, Silverhawk,
can you speak on that car for them? Because you make more sense than these guys.
Man, Coop Cobb and I said goddamn thing.
Hey, Mike, don't worry about it. We're going to beat it. And I'm going to tap A-Ball right on this motherfucker's shoulder. Little old bastard.
Hey.
I'm on his head.
Hey, whatever. I just got some mail.
Well, this is what I'm going to tell you. When you tap me on my shoulder, you better have me a hamburger in your hand.
Man, fuck that hamburger. I'm going to drop it on the ground, let rocks get in that shit, and give it to you.
I don't give a fuck what you do with it, but you better have it in your hand.
Mike Brown.
Hey, Long Island.
Hey,
you need to have a meeting up there.
Say that again?
Yeah, I think Joe needs to have a meeting with them New Jersey, New York grid racers and teach them how to race.
Hey, hold on real quick, Rob. Hey, how that Malibu sit, Mike?
Small block on motor GM head.
Is it what head?
Stock suspension, all steel, all glass, even the damn hood steel. And the trunk. That ain't nothing crazy.
And how much you trying to run for?
Shit, whatever.
What you need, the back tire?
Mike, don't say whatever. Just say 1,500.
If I like the motherfucking race, you can run for
EP,
Mike, they just showed you $300. You ain't running your car for $300. I already know you want.
EP, this ain't wrong.
EP,
you better be quiet. EP, be quiet if I go to your ass again. EP, be quiet if I go to your ass again.
It's about none of y'all. I'm for sure y'all starting. Watch
this. EP, be quiet if I go to your ass again.
Hold on.
First of all.
Man.
Is EP talking again?
Oh,
Lorona, I
ain't trying to
cock block
you
nothing, but where's EP talking? Hey, EP.
Hey, listen.
You want to lock in or not?
Mike Brown knows what it is.
I can't do it.
Mike Brown, what you trying to do?
Can't do it this weekend.
Same thing you need to do with backpedaler.
I'm talking about your race. I'm going to come stomp your ears together.
What did he say? He said your race. He's going to come stomp your ears together, Mike.
All right, what's up? So let's talk. Now we talk. What's up?
You know, I'm
sorry, DP.
I'm going to
tie your shoelaces together
and
make you walk on.
Hold on. Let my man talk.
What you think you need, Mike Brown?
From what race?
In that truck?
Which truck?
Man, you know what truck I'm driving. No. You don't know who this is?
Nah, who the hell is this?
Man, that's LeVon, man. I don't even know why you don't know that squeaky-ass voice, Mike.
Oh, man, LeVon,
just fucking
lock.
Man, leave the fuck alone. You ain't the duck fucker, baby. Fuck out of here. You ain't the duck fucker with that truck, motherfucker.
Is that buzzer going to be there?
You race the dust buster with that truck.
Is dust buster gonna be there?
Yeah, it's gonna be there.
It's gonna be there this weekend too, or no? Yeah,
this weekend. It'll be there for my race though.
All right, so we can get Steph on the phone to lock in for your race. Heads up, right?
Yeah, heads up.
All right, long you coming the same way you were before, right?
Heads up, nigga. I don't want to hear shit. Heads
that
up.
That is not what I asked you. So we coming to win? We coming to win or we coming
heads
the same
up
way?
Man, my man, heads up.
Yo, my girl.
I don't
want
to talk, motherfucker. Heads up.
EP, what you want to do this weekend?
I don't want to do nothing. I'm being with my wife and kids. Right. I want the one. Listen, cuz, you
right
ain't got
just,
the same
look,
car
look,
that we raced
just,
before.
I just,
it ain't nothing to talk about. I ain't got no talk with you. I want Marcus.
EP.
Hold up.
Hey, look, EP, I got a question
me,
for you.
Right?
You gonna be with your wife and kids, but are you going to have your race car with you?
Right.
Yes.
Then
let's right
go
racing
right
then.
EP, I tell you what.
What's up,
Marcus? You know what? I'm sick of your goddamn ass. Now, you say you're going to be there, right? You say you're going to be there.
Yeah.
That's what you said with the car.
Yes.
With the car.
Huh?
Do you want to lock
with
in?
With the car. I'm
going to
bring the car.
All right. Do you want to lock in? Yes or no?
Yes.
No.
What you going to give me? Yes.
I'm
going to
give
yes,
you
Marcus,
ass.
Yes, Marcus, yes.
Hey, Marcus,
you
give him
man,
knee
you
pads.
Don't want to
give him
you
knee
don't
pads, but he's begging. Give him knee pads.
Hold up. I'm
yo,
cuz,
we don't play all
to
that knee pad shit. Get the fuck out of here, nigga. Talk that dumb shit to somebody.
Hey, what time you want to race?
You tell me, Marcus.
All right, okay. So you tell me, tell you. Okay. Me and you, at 4 o'clock, you got the fucking 1-1. 5 or 1,500 or better. Let's get it.
5 or 1,500 better, I got 1-1?
Yes.
Let's
at
get it, Marcus.
O'clock.
Let's get it. At 4 o'clock.
At 4 o'clock. Same way you came.
I tell you, the same way I came and the same way you came.
Yeah.
Why are you hesitating, nigga?
Hey,
the same way you came.
Oh, shit. Hold on. I got Weeby at 4 o'clock. What else? Can you do it at 3 o'clock?
Mike Brown, go through the line by yourself.
Yeah, hey, look, I do it at 3 o'clock.
All right, let's go ahead and get that.
Oh, you want to do it late? Listen, bro. You know how many you do. If you want to run Weeby, everything good with your car, I can after that and go fishing.
No,
3
o'clock.
No,
let's call it a lock.
We locked it.
3 o'clock.
Huh?
3 o'clock. 3 o'clock.
Nate, listen, bro. You sure? Because I don't want to hear no controversy. I don't want to hear nothing. And nobody
Antoine,
in the lane. Nobody doing this. Nobody in the lane.
Listen,
huh?
Antoine, do you hear what I'm saying? 3 o'clock, 5 on 1500 or better. EP got the 1-1. Bigfoot versus EP. The same race, the same way we came at MRR this past weekend. Is that a lot?
Both of us.
Man,
nah,
what the hell? Somebody doing a... All
right. Somebody calling somebody. It ain't no lie.
This man said, well, go ahead, get it.
Hey, Marcus, I'm going to hit you on the back behind the mark.
All right. But listen, Antoine, go ahead and get it.
EP.
So what you want to do with me,
yeah.
EP? That's
hold
what
on,
I because I want a piece of your
Rob.
Ass, too.
Hold up, Rob. EP, let's lock in. And I'm giving you time. Labor Day off the trailer. Let's get busy. Man, went crickets. God damn.
Oh, they got cut off.
Get him on here.
All right, hold on.
Hey, they ain't get cut off. Them motherfuckers got on the other line.
They got skirt.
They got on the other line.
They said the grease is getting hot because the ass on fire.
Right. Hey, Rob, who was that one that said they was cooking fish, the grease was getting hot? Mark Jones.
Orange juice.
Yeah, Mark Jones.
Hey,
orange
what orange juice at? Hey, somebody call orange juice.
They're going
juice.
To
tell
voicemail. They're going to voicemail.
Hey, I guess they would go on voicemail.
No, he was on Mike Brown. Phone.
Yeah. Shaky motherfuckers. Hey, Fat Albert.
Man, look.
Fat Albert.
Fat Albert, go ahead, Marcus.
Hey, you think Mark Jones is up at this time of night at 9:30?
Why? I mean, what's up?
I'm trying to rub his motherfucking feet.
Well, no, his brother passed away this morning, so.
Oh shit. Okay.
Oh,
my condolences.
Gotcha. Yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna get at him another time.
Yeah.
Hello. Hey, Long Island Joe, I'm feeling froggy. You know what? Where Long Island at?
Yo,
Long Island.
Huh?
Long Island on here.
He's looking for EP.
I'm here, you.
EP.
Hey, Pop, your mic open.
How you doing? What I got to do?
Pop, your mic open.
Hello.
Hey, Long Island Joe.
Hey, Avon got a set of 275, 60, 15 new pro radios for sale.
He might say something. He might not want to say.
I'm on mute.
Okay.
All right. You guys heard me. Avon got a set of tires over here for sale. Some new 275 60s. New pro radios, I guess. Yeah, he got them for sale. If anybody needs a set.
Are they new or old?
No, they new.
We'll
he said they new.
Brand new?
Hey, well, listen.
Yeah, he said he's got them for $775.
Rob, hit him on the back line, Rob. We talking race.
Long Island.
Well, listen.
Long Island.
Long Island.
Uh-huh.
I'm selling, I'm out of racing. I'm selling the 4i Mustang. I just got the wheels in today. Goldo dropped off the tires this weekend to me. The motor just got to go in.
You'll be a housewife.
He's ready to go, and I'm selling the car.
$25,000. I can't even talk racing.
I might be a housewife.
This turned into a sales show.
Yeah.
Sammy,
you said you want to sell it for $25,000?
You'll be a housewife.
$25,000 with the little 302,
hey, Rob,
with
Marcus,
the new wheels
Marcus,
and everything.
Sammy just
hey,
retired.
Chassis shop. Because they're a bunch of scared bitches.
Rob, don't you got
Yo, Sammy, shout out.
I can't hear you.
For
sale. I'm too busy thinking about Sam being
a house player. What you got for sale, Antoine? Since you're selling
the,
shit now.
Equipment, race shit. I got everything. If the price is right, ODB can be going to turnkey.
I cut the bitch loose for $15,000. Fuck it. You know, it's faster than whatever the
I'm selling my watch
because
I want to.
Hey, let me ask you this. Hey, wait, Sammy.
You gonna make a good point.
Hey, Sammy.
Today.
Sammy. That ain't the car that the manager was supposed to come pick up. Was it that you selling?
Nah.
No. See. Yeah.
What car was
it's,
that?
Okay. Marcus, wait a second. Wasn't it? Somebody was giving him a car.
Somebody was
man,
supposed
listen,
to give him a
man,
car.
Listen.
Somebody
I would
was
tell
supposed
you
what
to
give
I'm
him
saying.
A car.
Son had called me.
OG
Bobby. Me and told me that OG Bobby was giving him a car. And supposedly, from what he said, I guess apparently the OG Bobby went on Podbeat or some shit and said he wasn't going to give him the car. And Hassan went off the date for about 2 hours and 42 minutes on live.
OG Bobby was giving him the car, but he had to come pick it up. He wanted somebody else to come pick it up. Get it right. Get the story right now.
Race and he doesn't.
I'm saying that he didn't want to give it to him. I don't know. I knew about, you know, he had to go and get it, but I'm just saying what was said online.
No, but that was the problem. OG Bobby offered him the car, and he did. And he just told him, as long as you're going to come pick it up, he was going to give it to him. Nobody else. As long as he was doing it, he was going to do it to him.
What you on his line?
I got on there halfway late after the shit got started.
All right. Well,
I got on there late.
Seen it from the beginning because we all was on it.
That's what I'm telling you. I didn't
see
it from the beginning.
Did Bobby go live
and say fuck the fans?
Hold on. Look at what Silverhawk going to say so you guys know what you got it right first. Tell him, Silverhawk.
All right, we got all that squash out, and we said, and he was still yelling and screaming, and I said, well, I'll tell you what, you come up with $150, I'll bring the car down there for you.
Oh, shit.
Now, how can you beat that? A man give you a car, and all you got to do is pay the $150 to put the holes in the gas. That's it. And it still wouldn't have cost any holes in the gas, and he still was bringing it to him. For $150.
Joe Greg, you mean tell me you didn't sponsor the $150 for that man to get his car delivered?
He live over there next to Antoine. Why didn't you turn around? You give it to him.
No, he does not. No, the hell he
doesn't. Antoine, you was over there drinking twisted tea with him and all everything else in the house. Come on now.
Come on, man.
Cut it out.
He's a visitor over here by me.
Is it called gangster?
Uh-huh. Y'all was breaking bread together. The whole Bad Mouth crew give up $5 a piece. Y'all going to give up $150.
I
come up here and get the damn car. I got a trailer and a diesel truck. Easy pass. Shit,
you gonna,
Rob, tell me something. Rob, how you going to beat $150 and a man go tow it all the way down there, drop it off, and then come back? How you, you know, he got to tow poles and gas and everything.
Somebody get the man.
I know, right?
Somebody get the man.
Oh, man, you can't beat that.
I talked to Silverhawk. Look, I'll give Silverhawk props on that one.
I think they lying. I think Silverhawk. Or somebody left out some details.
You left out some details. You better get that right. He did it right.
Well, listen. Hey, Joe, come on.
What's
the
name of
the call? Let's listen. No. Marcus, come on. Keep it real. Let Antoine call him up. He be over at the house over there. Or just go over there, run across the street, and knock on the door. Tell him to go over there, knock on the door, and tell him to answer the door. Tell him, listen, here it is. Could you please say something? Go ahead. Come on now. I've seen them go and buy that twisted tea and everything, and they sat back and drank and ate some crab.
We was on live for a whole hour.
You think
and
they
half.
Sit in the background and play dominoes too?
They I don't know. I think Netflix and Chill was on at the time. I don't know. I couldn't tell you.
Your mouth is bad. Joe. Your mouth is fucking bad.
No, I'm just saying. It wasn't Netflix. That's all.
Joe, Netflix and Chill.
Hey, no, for real.
You gotta have
real.
A rebuttal.
You can't beat it.
You can't beat it
for $150, though, man. Come on now. Y'all can't beat that. The man going
to
deliver
no,
everything
for $150. Hey, Silverhawk,
when he said that, I felt like, I ain't gonna lie to you, I felt like saying, tell him bring it over here. I'll buy the damn car. He gonna
do
it.
I don't know more shit about you. You bring it to me for $300.
Now, check this out.
I'll give you $1,000 if he give it to me. How about that? You bring it here, I'll take you $1,000 of it. I want it.
Now it's an auction.
I'll tell you. Now, I'll tell you what.
You're running.
A man like that, when somebody giving him something and he's still cussing the man out, and the only thing the man has to do was apologize to what he said he was going to do to Bobby, this and this, the shit was squash, that man can't do that.
All right, y'all on
here.
Hey,
is that yeah, I'll give you that one, Silverall.
You got the manager on?
How much more can you give him?
I can't get him there. I got all my lines are full.
Rob, just tell me something. How can you give anybody else any more than that? Just tell me.
You can't. You can't give him any more than that because it's
going
to cost you 300
in tolls.
It's going to cost you 300 in tolls.
Yeah, have to always get the fast break before y'all start talking. Always get the fast break.
Well,
y'all
know
the fast
break. We said the same thing to you, too. So, I mean, and I'm not trying to poke at you or nothing, but we said the same thing to you.
You
got to get the facts right before you speak on it.
You is poking.
No,
poking.
I'm just telling you, you got to get the facts right just like we got to get the facts right.
Yeah, but see, y'all over here on one side and try to make the other people look bad. That ain't going to happen.
You're doing the same thing.
Yeah. I'm doing the same thing.
We got to go there. Really.
I know y'all see his live today.
Man,
no,
I didn't see no live.
Everybody seen his live. It was over 200 people on his live.
Were you over there drinking that twisted tea when you were doing that live?
Sitting in a lawyer's office.
You said what was I where?
Was you drinking that twisted tea when he was making it live?
I wasn't drinking no damn twisted tea.
Tell him,
yo, y'all was.
No, Antoine was.
Y'all been drinking
White
that
Claw
tea like crazy over there.
Antoine was drinking White Claw and Hassan was drinking twisted tea.
No, he ain't.
Come on, Antoine.
Man.
We ain't gonna talk about Cliff.
Y'all ain't right. Y'all just ain't got the right facts.
You talking about, who the hell are you talking to, Joe? You talking
you
about
doing?
Netflix and chill over
there.
I'm telling you, hold on. Let me.
All
do
right.
You want me to send you a picture? Why he probably got mad?
Yeah, send me a picture.
Antoine.
Say what?
Don't
say
ask
what?
His permission.
I said,
you
want me to send you a
picture
why I got mad at Bobby?
Say what?
You know why
I
got mad.
Joe, it was a video.
Joe, I think I know what you're egging on to. I think I know what you're hanging on to, Joe, but go ahead, send it, Joe. Send it. I think I know what you're talking about, Joe.
It's a video, Joe.
What you're talking about,
Tim. It's a video.
Oh, a video.
Oh, yeah, it was a video posted.
Yeah.
Rob, check your phone. I just sent it to you.
Wait,
oh, man.
I'm driving it the second, but I will check it.
Okay.
Uh-oh. Oh, shit.
Good. Thank
something's
you.
In my inbox.
Thank you.
I ain't saying that's it.
Is that right? Oh,
that's
Lord. Yeah, no, you ain't got to say no more. I'm just going to be quiet.
All right.
Yeah,
that's probably why he's there.
Maybe. Motherfuckers get off.
That's probably why he's there.
Don't they?
That's some cold stuff there. Yeah. Y'all cold.
This is hard
wrong for
in this room.
Oh, no, no. LaRon know about it.
You started. Uh-oh.
You started.
Watch this. Hold up. Yes, you did. Hold up. Hold up, Joe. Watch this. I'm about to send it to you. Here it is right here.
Okay. We got the whole video.
Hey, hold up. Hold.
Hey, hold up. I just put the pieces.
So
the
are y'all saying? Wait a second. So
man.
We were gonna have a.
Hey.
So they were gonna have a big old relay, right?
I just put the pieces. I just put the pieces to the puzzle. OG Bobby took her. OG Bobby took her son's girlfriend.
I know,
that's
right?
What he,
that's
what happened.
So,
yeah.
Oh, was
I
your,
just put
no, wait, Marcus. Marcus, you
I
got it wrong.
It,
you got it wrong.
Oh.
He traded him a G-body for his girlfriend.
Oh, no, I
don't know.
Oh,
is that wrong?
Yeah. Hey, yo. I just put the pieces to the motherfucking puzzle, man. Fat Albert,
huh?
Oh, motherfucker, why you
kind of,
Fat Albert, why you tell me this shit, Fat Albert?
Tell you about what?
I know, Marcus. I just heard about it my damn self. What the fuck, man?
God damn, man.
Did the G-body
man,
run
what
out or
not? What y'all talking about?
You don't know what's going on?
Fat Albert, what y'all talking about?
Trying
to
text
come
from
over.
Your phone said,
Hassan
won't fight OD Bobby because he took his woman.
Cut that shit out now. Now you
had
all this shit. Cut it out.
Hassan won't fight your phone back for another woman?
Yeah.